about.
It's the dawn of a new day. The world awakens. The birds twitter. A rooster crows. And soon, as always, will come that sound of music.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Kevin and Bean's show is my life's inspiration of to be what I am inside me, that just bring it out and project what I have, what I got.
Wow, I had no idea you were a moron.
200 f**ks on the dance floor. 200 f**ks on the dance floor.
Too many f**ks. There's too many f**ks on the dance floor. We need to spread the f**ks out a little bit, create some lady space. Come on, move apart, guys.
I think we're gonna tone down the language, right?
You, you, and definitely you. By the way, I love you,
Lisa. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
A big open manhole.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight.
Roll another one.
Shut up, Fanny Fat Fat Pants.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit.
The FBI!
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
This is why I come here every day.
Roll.
Roll.
Everybody's been waiting for.
Just like the other one.
This is it.
This is it.
This is what we're talking about.
I bet you can't get a boner.
Oh. I don't have another cent.
Pour some sugar on me.
But the one guard that joined.
Don't get the register to vote. Lock the vote.
Just pass it around.
Munchies. Who wants some munchies?
Did anybody see Sarah Palin coming?
What?
And now.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show? How many people?
Our feature presentation.
Wow. Omar's greatest moment ever.
That was pretty good. That's hard to argue.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:33. Checking in with San Diego. Check, check.
I am in San Diego. Over. Do you read?
Ralph Garman, we are here. We can read. 10-4. Over.
Wow. It's just like 40 years ago when they landed on the moon.
It is.
One small step for a geek, one giant leap for geek kind.
We are going to take your telephone calls for Kevin and Bean's Friday edition of What to Do Nephew. If you want to call toll-free from wherever you are, 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air, get a prize. Ralph's in San Diego because the annual Comic-Con is this year. And from what I've been reading so far, it's Twilight Mania. All over again.
Really?
Yesterday, I was
ridiculous, right?
I was balls deep in Twihards yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. Not the least of which was our own Aisa. Remember Aisa from Promotions?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's insane about that, yeah.
She was a blubbering idiot yesterday because she saw Edward.
She told me she was coming down there for that particular purpose, yeah.
Her uterus actually fell out of her body.
Wow.
That's how in shock she was.
Who knew?
Yeah, I know.
But from what I understand, Ralph, I mean, let's face it, Comic-Con is huge. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people down there. It's already a big event. It's already, you know, a little tight to get around. But everywhere that the Twilight kids go, apparently it's just mayhem. It's just thousands of people you can barely move, right?
They were doing an event yesterday, doing a panel with the cast of New Moon, which is, of course, the sequel to Twilight that's coming out. And they were showing the trailer of that film, and they were screening the movie Twilight, the original, the first one, all right. day long. So I went to the convention center to get in to I had to get ready for the Dexter panel that I was doing, and the entire front lawn, it looked like an internment camp. It was just people set up in tents and sleeping bags. They had been sleeping there for days waiting to get a glimpse of Edward or Jacob and Guinevere and Lucille and whoever else the
Lucille
hell was in
that
show. Yeah, Lucille was there. Team Lucille was there.
Wow.
And so it was madness. I've never seen anything like it. It was the biggest rock concert you've seen times 10.
Wow.
Just madness. And today is Star Wars Day.
Star Wars.
So we're trading off one group of lunatics for another, so it should be interesting.
What's new in Star Wars that they've got down there this year?
Nothing.
Just celebrating the old movies.
Just loving the six films.
Sure did like that third one. How about you? Yes, I did.
They've got some of the cast from the movies is going to be here today. I was in the hotel bar last night drinking with Ray Park.
Ray
who
Parker?
Was Darth Maul.
Ray Parker from Ghostbusters?
No, Ray Park.
Oh,
who was
Toad
in
cool.
the X-Men movies and
Darth Maul. I loved him.
And, so he's going to be there talking to people and signing stuff and whatnot. And it's just, they're estimating over 100,000 people are in the convention center.
I
tried to make my way across the floor yesterday. It is madness.
Yeah, it's just Geek Fest, right?
And I'll tell you, the geeks and deodorant are not... No, do not cross paths often.
Oh, is that right?
Really?
Yeah, smells like a big armpit.
Oh, that's not good, especially when there's that many together in such a small area.
Yeah,
it's moist down there on the floor.
Oh,
Ralph, I follow a lot of the celebrity tweets.
Oh, I know you do.
Well, so many of them are at Comic-Con, and it's just so bizarre. I mean, I feel like I'm getting such a cross-section of the things that people are doing and seeing down there. And people – it seems like people really meet their heroes at events like this. I mean, I know your site because your boyfriend Adam West is down there. But like yesterday, you know, the Oscar-winning screenwriter Diablo Cody, she's so excited. She posts a picture of her with Stan Lee, for instance. I mean, people go down there and they meet these people that they've been following and admiring their entire lives. And everything comes together in that one room. It's actually – it sounds like it's kind of special.
It is kind of cool because you do see celebrities walking around, milling about with the unwashed masses constantly, everywhere you turn. I saw Seth Rogen the other day, and yesterday. And
you've been there only about 24 hours.
I know. It just seems longer. It's been a long day already. But everywhere you go, there's a ton of people. It has become so much more than comic books now in its 40th year. It's just a massive pop culture television and movie event, and you see all kinds of people all the time.
That's moist. That's moist.
We did the Dexter panel.
How'd that go?
It was incredible. It really was. You couldn't ask for a nicer bunch of people, the folks from Showtime and Dexter. But I got a chance to hang out and chat with John Lithgow, has been one of my favorite actors for forever. And it's just so cool to see these people and be up close and have a chance. And everyone's such a good mood. Everyone seems to really be happy to be here. And they're all treated like rock stars. They walk out into a stage with 5,000 people in a ballroom to talk about them. And the place just goes nuts.
You think John Lithgow went back to his friends and said, I met this guy named Ralph, and I got to tell you, there's not a lot of deodorant going on.
You think he probably
same
did.
Conversation happened?
Ooh, those radio guys smell. John Lithgow, by the way, is tweeting. He wants you to follow him, Bean.
Oh, he does? Okay. Yes. I'll check it out. Why, with all the, it's so easy to create backlash these days. You do one little thing. I mean, look at Michael Vick, man. One mistake, all of a sudden.
Yeah,
he's a bad guy, all of a sudden, right? Well, why no backlash on Dexter? Everybody, great show. Dude freaking married his sister. How can we just turn the blind eye to that? I mean,
she's
isn't that the type of thing somebody can stand up and go?
Only a TV sister.
Actress who plays
not in America.
Sister.
Not in the 21st century.
Real sister. Just
openly
actress,
I want my country back.
Play sister.
All right.
We don't have much time, but we want to take a few calls. Ralph?
And then I'm dying to get back to San Diego because this is awesome that you're there, Ralph. I'm very excited to hear what goes on down there today.
It's really cool. I'm at the Wired Cafe, which is run by Wired Magazine, who has a big presence here today. And they've been kind enough to set me up here in their broadcast booth. And it's an amazing layout. They're just having a great time.
Fantastic. All right, let's take some phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
All right, get on the air, get a prize. Now it's tickets for the advanced screening of Funny People, starring Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen, a guy that Ralph ran into at Comic-Con 4 weeks ago. So you'll enjoy that. It's coming up on Thursday, July the 30th. That's your prize for being on the air with us this morning.
All right. Let's talk to Sean first. Good morning, Sean.
Hello.
Hi, what's going on?
What
did you
do? Hello, Lisa May. I love
Hello.
You.
Hello. Thank you.
Anyway, as you can tell, I think I have the swine flu. And I'm actually driving to Carlsbad right now.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to stop by the Comic-Con and give everyone the swine flu there.
Too late.
Too late?
Too late. I saw all kinds of swine yesterday, so yeah, I think it's already here.
Okay, well then.
Nice try, though, Sean.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, it would be so cool if somebody we knew had the swine flu.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be cool, Dr. Death.
Nothing else would be cooler. Let's go to Adrian. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Lisa May, what it do, baby?
Hi, Adrian.
Hey, I want to know if you guys heard about the show called Whale Wars.
Love it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Love it. Watch it. Love it.
Fridays, today, they actually harpoon a whale.
Oh,
I don't want to see that.
I gotta tell you,
I know. It's sad, but it is a great show.
According to international law, you can kill like 1,000 whales a year or something, quote, for research.
Yeah.
So they're
because horrible. They're not quite sure how they die yet.
I guess. I don't
and
know.
And yet they end up on dinner tables.
Yeah, it turns out they sell the meat.
Well, what are you going to do after you've researched them?
Yeah.
Especially in Japan. So this group of people go out in the ocean. They go out in boats and try to stop them from hunting. It's called Whale Wars. It's a fascinating show.
Yeah, I just started watching it like 3 shows ago, and I'm hooked.
Yeah, it's real good.
Has Stumpy from Heroes, has she been on any of those episodes? Have they shown her? Hayden Panettiere, have they shown her out there with the whales? Because, you know, that's her big cause.
Yeah, but I think that was over near Japan, wasn't it? This seems like it's over
in
a whole different...
In the Arctic, wasn't she dealing with dolphins? I thought.
I don't know. And by the way, not Stumpy. So, wrong on every count.
That's not open for debate. Stump it, Stumposaurus.
Wow.
Whether or not you think she's pretty, that's fine. But Stumposaurus Rex.
Let's try our man Vinny. He's on line 6. It's a little out of season for basketball. But what happened?
I think I owe Vinny money.
Uh-oh. Vinny?
What it do?
Are you calling to threaten to break Ralph's knees?
Just one.
All right. What's going on?
Hey, I made a mistake. I saw Ron Artest on Tuesday, but I said it was in Highlands, but it wasn't. It was on Garden of Eden. It's on La Brea and Hollywood.
The first of many, 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 many Ron Artest sightings.
Yeah, is this what he does?
This is what he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up, baby boo? Are you wearing white pants today?
No, that was yesterday. I can only do that, you know, once a week or so.
Ponytail on set or what?
What?
There or not?
No, not today. Unfortunately, looks like she slept at home this morning. I'm very disappointed in her.
I got you.
All right, thank you, Vinny.
So is it the return of the Rodman era with Rod Artest in town? Is that what it's going to be? Is we're going to hear as much about him off the court as on the court when the basketball season gets here?
Or more.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Except for Vinny. You know, I mean, Rod Artest is actually a really good basketball player.
Yeah.
And Rodman had a lot of promise and did well in rebounding and stuff, but he's just a mess.
Yeah, he was past his prime when he came to the Lakers. By the way, speaking of Vinny owing you money, I know we have a very action-packed show today. I wish we had time to talk about that phenomenal arrest that went down in New Jersey yesterday. Did you guys see that?
No.
I did hear about that. It's unbelievable.
How many people was it? It was like 44 people were all arrested in this giant sting. It was all sorts of fraud and bribes and laundering money. Three of the mayors of the three of the biggest cities in New Jersey were all among them. All sorts of assemblymen, all sorts of rabbis.
There was one guy
who was at gunpoint, was getting people to give them kidneys, and then he was selling them on the black market.
Awesome.
It's just so crazy. I mean, it was like the Sopranos all over again. You just can't believe how many people were involved. And it was this huge Donnie Brasco type investigation with all these undercover guys. Guys who were going around getting people to get bribes and stuff. Oh, it was a great story.
Mayors don't act that way enough for my taste.
Oh, I like that.
Wait, are you saying there was crime and corruption in New Jersey?
That's what he's saying.
I know. It was all I kept thinking about was the wheel of stereotypes that we used to do on this show. Yeah. All I was thinking about is so many people said, well, it's New Jersey. What do you expect? Of course, the mayor of Hoboken is getting graft for building contracts.
Put that on the wheel. Rabbi stealing kidneys.
I like it.
Is that a stereotype or not?
All that old thing again.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Amin Show. Ralph's got the movie beat as he broadcasts live from Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope there's some guinea pig movies today. I'm in the mood.
Oh, we got G-Force.
We're going to have Adam West on the program today.
Yes.
Oh.
Like to not hear that noise ever again. We're going to play a rousing rendition of
Would You Like to Take That Back?
Got that coming up today?
I'd like Ralph to take that noise back.
We have Adam Carolla in the studio today.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about the Pablo Escobar theme park that's going on in Colombia.
That sounds like the worst theme park ever.
Which is great because you get hit, you get killed.
Next, they're opening in Jersey, the Stealing Kidney Rabbi theme park.
And also, Adam Sessler from G4 is going to be joining Ralph down there on site as well from Comic-Con. So we got a full show today. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next on...
Hey, party people. Kevin and Bean Show here. Ralph Garman is live in San Diego from Comic-Con all morning long. Ralph, the Wired Cafe that you're broadcasting from, do they have a bar opening up in 7 minutes like we like?
No, not yet. Hmm. But I've sent someone in search of a bottle of anything.
Okay. Yeah. Ralph brings his own, so he's good.
Yeah, I've got a flask in my sock.
What's going on in Hollywood?
If you're Eddie Van Halen... Is it bad if you can't move your left hand?
Oh, no.
Would that be bad?
Yes, very.
Well, it doesn't affect his work in any way, does it? What? Oh, wait a minute. He plays guitar.
Why can't he?
Turns out he had a bone spur in his hand, and he had so much pain between his thumb and pinky that he couldn't even pick up a guitar, let alone play one.
Wow.
So he had to get it fixed by surgeons this week in Dusseldorf, Germany. And you know those Germans. They make good stuff.
They make good surgery.
Yeah. Eddie should be back in business between 4 to 6 months, they say. It's going to take him to recover from the surgery, but he should be pain-free and shredding once again. Yeah! Did Jude Law cold cock a female photographer?
Yes.
Well, if you've seen the photos, it sure looks like it. There was a female paparazzo swarming around with a bunch of other paparazzi, swarming around Jude Law outside a restaurant called the Automat. And he just gives her like a forearm shift right to the back of the head.
Whoa.
But he says, and this is the best, his representative claims that he was trying to shield himself from all the craziness of the photographers.
Ah.
They're not shooting laser beams. They're just taking pictures. So they claim he was just flailing his arms trying to shield himself from the flashbulbs, and he accidentally hit the photographer. But if you see the photo, somebody caught it mid-smack. He's just giving her just a flat hand to the back of the head. It's spectacular.
No.
So he may be facing some charges over that, so we'll have to wait and see.
I hate those paparazzi so much, and I can't figure out what the market is for Jude Law walking out of a restaurant. Like, how is that a picture that needs to be taken? I understand if he's with his girlfriend and he's, you know, out at the beach or something like that, and there's a tour de fare, there's a story there. What are you going to do with that photo?
Yeah, they have so many photos of everyone already. Unless they're doing something that's out of the norm, why do you need that? You're absolutely
proof that Jude Law ate. Tonight at 6.
Speaking of the twitards, which I am dealing with here in San Diego at the Comic-Con, Robert Pattinson in the news.
Yeah.
He apparently has lost his car.
Okay.
He says he forgot where he parked it.
There at Comic-Con, you mean?
Really?
No, in Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles.
Yeah. He says he can't find his car. He forgot where he parked it. It's somewhere in Los Angeles, he claims. And he says it's probably towed by now. And he's very upset because it's the first car he's ever purchased. And
sounds
he doesn't
like a
know
hell
where
of
it
a
is.
Night.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
What is it?
I think he's a little retarded.
Oh, really? Special needs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want a good deal on a slightly used Airstream trailer?
No. Nope.
Give Pam Anderson a call.
Okay, then yes.
Apparently, Hugh Hefner gave her a gift of a Playboy-themed Airstream trailer back in 2002.
Pam Anderson?
It's got white shag carpets, mirrored ceilings, a vibrating bed, and a stripper pole.
Oh, my gosh.
Does she come with it?
No, she does. Well, it depends on how many drinks you give her, I guess. It was tastefully decorated in the bunny theme, apparently. It was originally, Pam was selling it for $100,000. She has since reduced the price tag to $39,000 and now is listing it best offer. So you might be able to get a good deal on an Airstream if you
Pam Anderson?
Vibrating beds and stripper poles.
We should love lightning now. I love that
all
kind
over
of
that.
Stuff. Yeah.
That sounds like a really good price for that with all those
assets. I'm going to look into it.
I've seen that. I've seen the trailer. I remember when she got it, they did big stories on Access Hollywood on it. I mean, it's pretty tricked out.
You remember when they did stories on Access Hollywood about Pam Anderson's trailer?
Well, because often do you see a stripper pole in a trailer? It was something that was fairly memorable. That's all.
Speaking of stripper poles, Kendra Wilkinson says she is giving up her stripper pole for her unborn baby. She, of course, has married NFL player Hank Baskett. And she says she's hanging up her pole. She's going to put it in the closet for the time being because it's time for her to settle down and be a mom.
Wow.
That's a shame. Because if you have to pick a choice for her crotch, giving birth or stripper pole, I think it's much better served with a stripper pole. Kevin's going to love this one. The royal family in the news. Apparently, Buckingham Palace has requested that Universal Studios send over them a print of Bruno so that they can watch it in Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, sure.
The Queen wants to see Bruno.
Oh, she so loves that kind of comedy.
She does.
She is a hipster, that Queen.
She is going to...
Give me a break.
She's going to listen to her iPod on the way into the theater there at the palace, and she is going to laugh at Bruno.
Yep, that's going to happen.
Well, she does have grandchildren in their 20s. I mean, it's very possible that it's for them.
No, it's for her.
It is
for
the Queen.
She wants to see it.
She is so hip and young and with it.
That's right.
Did the Queen have a comment?
No, she did not.
Really? She didn't have anything to say to that?
You coward. And is Demi Lovato a cutter?
What?
Pictures in this week's Star magazine show the Disney star with scars on her wrists and what looks like 5 new slashes.
Oh. Guilty!
Apparently, she found out that Bean was following her on her Twitter.
That'll do it.
And just couldn't take it.
That will do it.
Yeah. And lastly, because I am in Comic-Con today in San Diego, and it is Star Wars Day here at the convention, Star Wars is going on tour. The music written for the 6 science fiction films by John Williams is going to be performed by a live symphony orchestra and choir as Star Wars in Concert.
Isn't a lot of it kind of like the other music? I mean, doesn't it all kind of sound the same?
Well, they've got the major themes. You've got the Darth Vader theme and the Star Wars theme, but they've got a lot of incidental music that's been written for all 6 films, and John Williams is a great composer, so they're going to perform it with a symphony orchestra and a choir, and Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO, will be narrating the evening, and they're going to put clips from the films will be shown with the live music backing it up on a 3-story tall high-definition screen.
Wow.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
The tour begins October the 1st in Anaheim at the Honda Center.
How about that?
It'll be crossing the United States before it heads overseas. So if you want to get your tickets, you should probably jump on that if you want to go down to Anaheim and check it out in its debut. But apparently it's going to be a very impressive event.
Interesting. Yes.
Dave's not going to go unless it's IMAX 3D, though.
That's correct.
The King of Mexico. That's the only thing. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Michael Richards from Seinfeld. Oh, Jerry, I don't like the blacks. He's 60 years old today. Actress Linda Carter, who played Wonder Woman on television, is 58. She's a good-looking 58, too, by the way.
She is.
Kristen Chenoweth from Pushing Daisies celebrates a birthday today. Laura Layton, from Melrose Place is 41. Rose Byrne from Damages, is 30.
Bell or no Bell? I don't know Rose Byrne.
She's pretty.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anna Paquin from True Blood,
yes,
which is also well represented here at the Comic-Con, is 27. Bindi the Jungle Girl, celebrates her 11th birthday. Oh,
come on.
Come at Bindi.
Oh,
she's 11.
She kind of looks like a monkey, guys.
Stop
come
it.
On, let's be honest.
Leave Bindi alone.
She looks like a little monkey.
Oh, wow. Oh, that
you
hurts
are,
my heart.
You are an ugly person.
I'm an ugly person.
You are a
look
mean,
at her.
Ugly, angry person.
And Jennifer Lopez celebrates her 40th birthday today. You know, it's funny, as I look at the big list of birthdays I have.
Yeah!
Wow.
Excellent. That's the best thing that's ever happened.
That was like premature gentrification right there.
That saved us an hour.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Adam West TV's Batman later this hour, and we're joining in.
Stop making that sound.
And Ralph Garbutt's got plenty more from Comic-Con in San Diego as well.
All right, let's get to Would You Like to Take That Back?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back?
So the point of this is to give us an opportunity for redemption. We've said something on the air, maybe at the time we thought it was clever or witty or funny or appropriate, and maybe in retrospect, we wish we had the opportunity to have not said that. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah. We try our best, and a lot of times we fall short. And this is what that features. Now, the first one, we were talking about, Ralph was doing a story about Fred Durst and how he was getting married to a girl named Esther. And then Bean was talking about how he was following his Twitter.
Can you imagine following him? Twitter. Can you imagine that?
I follow Fred Durst's Twitter. He's very entertaining.
I don't. But I was wondering, who walked Esther down the aisle? Because I hear she's an orphan.
Oh.
Wow.
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 Would you like to take that back?
I'm deeply offended that you suggested that I did follow Fred Durst's Twitter, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's I would like way you to take that back. Realm of reality.
Look, there's something wrong with Esther, okay?
We know yet that.
We understand
still,
the joke.
He still married her, though.
Right.
And I'm just saying she's creepy and she's an orphan.
Different woman.
Let's put down some ground rules. We understand the joke. It's not that we don't get it. It's that it, in retrospect, maybe shouldn't have been said.
There's a movie called Orphan out today.
There is.
With a chick named...
Yes or no?
Yes or no?
Right,
take it back or not?
I'll take it back.
We get it.
I'll take it back. I take it back.
All right.
Cat Stevens, a guy that used to do music in the 1920s.
That's just not true.
25, 30.
70s.
1970s. Apparently got stopped. They thought he was a terrorist. Bean was telling me the story.
Kevin, do you remember that they made the plane that he was on from England stop in Maine and made him get off the plane because they found out he was on a terrorist list? Freaking
no.
Cat Stevens. They wouldn't let him back on the plane.
No, but that's awesome.
It was at night. Apparently he got on the tarmac and he thought he was being followed by a moon shadow.
Come on.
All right. Now, I guess that's a Cat Stevens song.
Yes.
Yes.
He was being followed by a moon shadow.
Yes. Being followed by a moon shadow.
They made him take the peace train to get out of there.
I guess that was another one of his songs.
Yeah,
and
peace train.
Would you like to take that back?
Nope.
He was being followed by a moon shadow. Does it even make sense?
Terrible.
Absolutely makes sense.
You're sticking with that.
Absolutely.
You are bad on every level.
That may be true, but I'm not taking it back.
No! No!
Oh, sorry, that was the end of that one. All right, then there was Gisele Bündchen.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Gisele Bündchen is 29 years old today. A lot of people angry with me making a lot of German jokes all day because she's Brazilian.
Oh.
Well, there is that then, no. I guess.
With a name like Gisele Bündchen, though.
You would think.
I didn't really know that.
Shouldn't she be from Berlin?
She should.
Sounds like
it's
it,
It's her fault.
Here it comes.
Although I think Terry Nunn.
Oh, come on.
Man. Come on.
Stop it.
Jesus. You didn't really get it out.
Come on, Ralph. You didn't even finish that one.
Because it was just too funny.
It was too bad.
Too funny
not
to
too
say.
Funny, too awful.
It was too clever almost to say. It was hard to guess. It was so genius.
Now, I think... I think Kevin's complaint about the joke is that most of our audience has no idea what you even said, and that Terry Nunn was the lead singer of a band popular in the early 80s named Berlin, and that was the joke you were making.
That was played on K-Rock.
All right. It doesn't have to necessarily be a failed joke. It might be a failure to connect with anyone listening to this radio station.
Rodney laughed.
Rodney doesn't listen to this radio station.
All right, I'll take it back.
All right, good. Glad to hear it. All right, now we're talking about the Green Lantern, which Ralph did at length, and Bean had this conversation.
My fear, though, is that somehow the Green Lantern will be there, and all of a sudden you'll become a big Ryan Reynolds fan because you'll meet him and he'll be nice to you. That's my worry.
You worried about that?
I am.
Don't worry.
Okay.
It's okay.
What should I do instead?
It'll be right. Just, don't worry. Be happy.
Oh, man. Come on.
Really, you guys?
I am not a fan of either of you.
Would you like to take that back?
No, I think I'm happy with that. I think I'm very comfortable with what should I do instead.
So if that came up again, you would tell that joke again?
I believe I would.
Ralph?
Yes. Hey, look, what am I supposed to do?
You finished it. It's the alley-oop, man. You can just let it hit the rim and bounce off. You don't have to grab it and dunk it through.
No, it's muscle memory. You see that ball in the air? You got to grab and go for the jamma, mamma jamma.
Unless it's your own basket, and then you go, no, got to fight that with everything I have. Come
by the way, I may write a strongly worded letter, and I'm at least lodging an audio protest now that Kevin seems to be the keeper of the Would You Like to Take That Back file. It's very curious how 100% of these are Ralph and Bean. Isn't that interesting?
Ralph and Bean have been on effing fire.
That's right.
Because Kevin certainly never says anything that he would want to take back, apparently.
Listen, I have a standing take it back. Mike is the keeper of, and Mike put these together. Now, here's another one where Bean went crazy, and we were talking about Hall & Oates. For some reason, the very funniest comedy to Bean is if he can work in titles of a band's song.
Yeah.
So Ralph's doing some story about Hall & Oates, that one of the guys named Oates was a nobody, had a mustache, didn't have it anymore. He's talking about some cartoon.
Yes.
Where he talks to the mustache, and Bean had to work in every song he could think of.
Apparently online right now, you can see a new cartoon called J-Stash, which is about John Oates talking to his old mustache and getting advice from it.
Okay. I can't go for that.
Oh, boo.
So
boo.
With
you. Would you like to take
that back? No, that's strong. That is strong. I'm totally standing by that.
Then it continues.
Wow. The voice of the mustache is voiced by comedian Dave Attell.
It just gets worse.
What's happening?
That is happening online.
Is it John Oates' voice?
Yes, it's John Oates.
It's his real voice.
You can find that online.
Out of touch with their fans, if you want my opinion.
Okay. I think.
Out of touch is another Hall & Oates song. Would you like to take
that back? No, I'm still standing by that.
Out of touch.
Big number one song. Yeah. Are they having some private eyes look into it and investigate to see if there's a...
They were hired by a rich girl.
All titles of...
All right, I'm done.
Do you promise? Would you like to take
that back? What do you want me to say? I love that kind of comedy.
I'm sorry?
I understand. Hearing it again, it cracks me up. I understand that everyone else may not like it, but I like it. That's what I want to hear you say.
I understand that everyone else may not like it, but I like it.
All right. So here's... So then he promised that he was done.
I'm done.
Modest Mouse fans.
Although I bet there's some man-eater out there who would love to see it. I'll tell you that.
Yes, that was a title. Doesn't even make sense.
No, doesn't even fit.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Take that back.
One too many? Is that what you're suggesting? Would you like to take
that back? A lot too many, but that last one you needed to be thumped right in the head.
All right. I'll take the last
one. All right. Excellent.
It's kind of a tribute to Adams today on the Kevin and Bean Show. We gave away tickets to the new Adam Sandler film Funny People already this morning. We got Adam West coming up in just 3 minutes, TV's original Batman. We got Adam Sessler from G4 with Ralph Garman live at Comic-Con in San Diego today. Our friend Adam Carolla is here next hour. It's crazy. There's a lot of Adam.
A lot of Adam for one day. That's true.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not enough Rollins.
Hello?
Too many Adams and not enough Rolands.
Roland, what are you doing?
Yes, I figured you needed a real correspondent from Comic-Con, so I tapped into your phone system once again.
Oh, no, Ralph's down there.
Yeah, we have Ralph.
He's pathetic.
What? He's a huge fan of Comic-Con. He goes every year.
He hasn't covered any of the most interesting things.
Really?
You're down there already, Roland?
Of course I am.
Yeah.
I'm here every year, although this year it sold out sooner than usual, and I was quite tardy in getting my ticket.
Yeah.
Roland, I don't know what
to,
you...
I had to tunnel into the Comic-Con by digging under third base at Petco.
Really?
Wow, that's a lot of work.
It was.
It took me
3 months and a team of seven.
Ralph has been doing a fine job down there. He's already telling us stories about what he did yesterday. He's got special guests coming up today. I mean, what else can he do?
He didn't even mention the spotlight on Gene Colan.
We don't know who Gene Colan is.
He was only the artist for Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, okay.
There.
So he should have mentioned that because that means something to us?
Why aren't you guys here?
Well, because the artist from Conan the Barbarian is there. That's why.
I'll have you know that your friend Roland scored last night.
And by score, you don't mean what we would mean by score, which is have sex.
Absolutely.
No possible
way. With a lady?
Wait, I want to hear this.
No way.
I had the most amazing experience of my life last night with a young lady dressed as Boba Fett.
Really?
Was her bounty hunter from Star Wars?
At least I think it was a lady.
Yeah, it may not have been.
Oh, no, Roland.
Was her name...
She never took off her helmet.
Was her name Aisa? Because I know someone else that might be down there. No?
I don't believe it was her. I think okay. I would know if it was her.
So you're not even sure it was a woman. It was just Boba Fett.
Like I said, they never took off
okay.
the helmet.
All right.
Okay. Well, there's other ways to tell.
Or the rocket jetpack.
That's, yeah. I'm just off the air sometime. I'm going to explain other ways to tell men from women, Roland.
And he or she did put his blaster in a very strange place.
Wow.
This does not sound
good. Yeah, you might want to keep that to yourself.
So are you lining up for any of the autograph signings or panels or anything today, Roland?
Absolutely. I heard there's a guy who played an Ewok signing right. autographs.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's
He's
big...
a midget.
Right. Right. So you're going to get in line for that?
Yeah, I'm going to get his autograph, and I want to pat him on the head. I heard they like that.
They do like that, yeah. That is true.
Well, it sounds like that was worth tunneling under Petco to get to.
Absolutely. How often do you get to pat a midget on the head?
Well, not often enough, but seems like a lot of work. That's all. You're going to stay all weekend?
Yeah, I might just stay till next year. I don't want to lose out again.
Oh, I see. You just stand in
line.
That way
you can be first in line for 2010.
Yeah, I just have to fill in that tunnel.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of work. Yeah.
Why don't you guys come down here and join me? We'll have a great time.
We'd love to, but
you do make it sound like a lot of fun.
You're breaking up. We're losing your signal.
Yeah, we can't hear you at all anymore, Roland. Oh, I'm sorry. We would have liked to have talked to you more.
Oh, I hate it when that happens and we lose the signal. Mm. Well, that's sure depressing.
Ralph Garman is live in San Diego, or as I remember from the film Anchorman, The Whale's Vagina. He is down there at Comic-Con. And is there anyone in particular, Ralph, that maybe this year you made the trip down early just to see?
Well, I know Adam West is somewhere in the city, but I just can't find out what hotel he's in. They won't tell me. Something about a restraining order.
I wonder why.
Well, let me call you, Ralph.
Mr. West is on the phone right now, Ralph. Hey. Hello, old chum.
Good morning.
You're not going to tell him where you are, Adam? Is that still the deal?
No, that's impossible.
All right.
Oh,
actually,
wow.
look, there's a nice beach over here, and I'm in a sleeping bag.
They ran out of rooms?
It's very sad.
Sleeping bag for one or two?
You heard me.
That's an excellent question.
All right.
Adam, you've signed your fair share of autographs over your 50-year career in Hollywood. Is there anything like Comic-Con? I mean, can you believe how big this event is in San Diego that's going on this weekend that you're participating in?
It's one of the largest I've been to in a week.
In a week?
It's huge. It really is. And it gives me a chance to come here with my folks and introduce something brand spanking new.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a while, and this is the debut weekend of Adam West Naked.
What?
I beg your pardon.
Wow. Huh.
Something Ralph's been requesting for many years now.
He's at the Spearmint Rhino in San Diego.
What is Adam West Naked? Tell us about your new deal that's going to be unveiled at Comic-Con this weekend.
Yeah, we're here because we have a new DVD, and in which we reveal everything and all you ever wanted to know about the 120 episodes of Batman. What I've done is I found secret locations, and I turn on my own cameras on me.
Right.
And it's just you and me in private conversation. It's never been done.
Now, this is fascinating, and as Ralph mentioned, we've talked about this a lot on our show. I mean, it's been so frustrating for fans of your Batman series that it has not been available on DVD yet. We haven't been able to buy and watch those episodes again. So what you've kind of done is the next best thing is to give us the commentary, even though we can't see the episodes. You tell us everything about each episode. Do I have that right, Adam?
You've got it perfectly. And it's just great to bring something new to the fans for the first time. I don't think it's ever been done.
Well, certainly the commentary without the actual program is a concept.
What I do is...
that's unique.
I describe every episode in detail.
You should act it out, Adam.
Yeah. See, Joker said that and did this, and then I did.
It's kind of like Batman for the Blind is what it is. You just describe it. If you're lucky enough to have tickets to go to Comic-Con, Mr. West is going to be appearing from 2 till 4 in the afternoon, both today and tomorrow, at the San Diego Convention Center, booth 1635. And here's the question for the majority of our people who are listening who are not able to be down there is how otherwise can they get? Is it through the website or in stores or what, Adam?
My daughter, I have a beautiful daughter who encouraged me to Twitter.
Okay.
Twitter.
Twitter, yes.
I won't say what I thought.
Nope, you shouldn't.
Yes. And so if you go to twitter.com and you do the real Adam West, you'll get my Twitters. Or you can go to adamwest.com. Oh, my new website. I have a nicely, freshly designed new website.
Man, you're on fire right now.
You'll find the DVD there.
All right.
Unless you're here at the convention and you can get it here. Video games and movies and the DVD, it's all kind of blurring together here. Because, people are introducing movies and video games as well.
Right, but none of them are doing that without the movie or the video game.
Right.
Which is what makes you unique.
Yes. But
I think you need to put out a new CD of music where you just give us the lyrics and the score, but don't actually provide the singing or the sounds.
Would you produce that? It's a great idea.
So, Ralph, is Adam West being on Twitter, is that enough for you to end your lifelong ban of this new technology? Are you now going to have to sign up so that you can be aware of what Adam's doing at every minute of every day?
I might have to, just so I can follow Adam's tweets and hear what's going on.
Well, I try to tweet, but I'd lose interest, but I will tweet again just for you, Ralph.
Thank you. Please tweet me.
Now, do you have a picture up of Ralph at the autograph line today to make sure that he doesn't get in?
Ralph's picture?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
With security, I mean. I mean with security to make sure that they keep him away.
Yes, it's Ralph Garman naked.
That's correct. Okay.
That's my new DVD.
Okay, wow.
Which is completely different.
Yes. Ralph, you're going to find Adam today. There's no way he can avoid you, so you might as well just let him know now. It's useless to try. You will not be evaded this time.
Yeah, Adam is down here with his family, including his wife, and she always tries to get between us because I think she's jealous. But I will find Adam today.
Well, they're all, you know, provoked slightly that I would do something like this.
Yeah. Well.
And I keep reinventing myself.
You do. You have more energy and more career than we'll ever have, yeah. And we admire that about you.
I'm trying to rise above the material.
We would love to be able to do that, too.
Speaking of which, the new LendingTree ads are hysterical, Adam. Great work with those.
Oh, thank you.
Here's one of them that Ralph sent in.
Well, old chum, it appears dark days are upon us. Men of ill repute have created a downturn of diabolical proportions. It's time to rise and take control of your own financial destiny. Once and for all.
I am not a fan of people who make us sound like little girls.
What a voice.
That voice, yeah.
Great voice. And then we come on and go, hey, Adam.
I'm here at Comic-Con trying to take control of my own financial destiny.
That's right. Make a few bucks.
All right. Let me lay it down for people again. The great Adam West on the phone. Adam West Naked is his new DVD available through his website, adamwest.com, tweeting at the real Adam West. And if you're lucky enough to be going down to San Diego, look for Ralph at the front of the line this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon from 2 until 4 in the Convention Center in booth 1635. Get your DVD autographed by Mr. Adam West himself. Adam, always great to catch up with you on the Kevin Beach Show. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks.
Our tribute to Adams continues on the Kevin Beach Show with Adam Carolla joining us in the 7 o'clock hour. Ralph is down in San Diego at the Comic-Con. What time does that convention center start filling up down there, Ralph?
The doors open, I think, at 9 a.m., and then it goes to around 6 in the evening, and then they close it up again. But it's just packed with events all 4 days of the show. Yesterday I did the Dexter panel, which was the cast of Dexter and the creators. And then today I am doing Peter Jackson's new movie, District 9.
Oh, they're showing the whole thing?
I saw it last night.
Awesome.
Yes.
And they are doing a panel with the director, who's a brand new director, who Peter discovered, and the star of the film, who's an unknown actor, and Peter Jackson. By the way, this is the first time Peter Jackson has ever been to Comic-Con.
That's really? Shocking with all the Lord of the Rings fandom.
Yeah, you'd think for sure he would have been here before, but this is the first time he's appearing. Huh. So we're going to do a panel talking about that movie, and it is remarkable. I saw it last night.
The movie is that good?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It is science fiction, really, kind of at its best, because it's sort of a serious film. You know, most science fiction movies are kind of big budget blockbusters with a lot of special effects and stuff, but the story in this one really is compelling, and I think it's going to be a big hit and sort of a sleeper hit, because no one knows this actor, no one knows this director, but I think when this thing comes out, they're going to become very well known.
When does it come out?
August? I have the date here
soon.
Someplace. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, are you going to be around in San Diego long enough to see the footage from probably the most anticipated movie in a long time, which is James Cameron, the Avatar, which is coming out in December? They're going to show some of that this weekend, I hear.
Yeah, I think that's tomorrow. I probably won't be here. I'll probably head back tomorrow morning, so yeah. I won't stick around for that.
Yeah, sure.
Well, my wife says I can only have 2 days of geekdom.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, then I got to come home and play husband.
All right.
Well, besides all that excitement, what else is going on in the showbiz world?
Well, Billy Ray Cyrus told his daughter Miley that he won't allow her to fix her teeth or cut her hair in any way to bow to the pressures of Hollywood to alter her looks.
He won't allow it?
No, because he thinks Hollywood puts too much pressure on young women to change the way they look and try to conform, and he won't allow her to alter her looks in any way to try to become more of a Hollywood.
Thumbs up on the boob job, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's
sure.
Fine. Just not teeth and hair.
Themselves. Okay. Listen, I'm all for individuality and not buckling under peer pressure. But seriously, Billy, look at those teeth.
Any parent who can afford to fix their kids' teeth fixes their kids' teeth.
Yeah, it's not about Hollywood.
You're
it's
doing
not about
them
being
a
in Hollywood.
Favor.
Right.
No.
It's about her looking like a llama.
Wow.
I couldn't be prouder of her if she were my own daughter. Oh, come to think of it, she is my own daughter. You're right.
Oh, what an actor. What an actor he is.
Oh, Billy, that's a good one.
He's great.
Nick Lachey's having quite a time as a bachelor. He recently broke up with Vanessa Minnillo. And Fox News says he was spotted coming out of a nightclub in Los Angeles last week with five women.
All right.
Five.
All right, then.
Yeah.
It's good to be him.
I guess that makeup with Jessica's not in the cards.
Probably not happening.
Doesn't sound like it.
That's hey, what I'm guessing.
Mike, you may know this. What about the other guys in 98 Degrees? Are they all back to working at service stations, or whatever happened to them?
They got to be, right? I mean, you just hear nothing about them. Mm-hmm. You know the Backstreet Boys.
I don't
even
know their names.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, they've all tried to do the kind of the reunion shows and everything. But the LFOs and the 98 Degrees, they're done. I mean, they're gone.
Yeah. Wasn't Drew on Dancing with the Stars? Wasn't he in 98 Degrees?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't in the band. He was Nick's younger brother.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah. 98 Degrees, dead.
It's just so funny to think that there was somebody else who was in that band who may have even been more talented than Nick Lachey, who right now is getting up to go work at The Gap. And he's looking on TMZ and seeing Lachey come out of a nightclub with five women.
We might have to source you, Mike. I think Drew was in the band.
Yeah, that's what we're being told, too.
All right.
He was.
I'm happy I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So he was on Dance with the Stars, at least. He has semi-fame.
So now he has a career because he was Dancing with the Stars.
That's so much more than the rest of them.
Well,
look at Lisa.
True.
Look at Lisa balking at Dancing with the freaking Stars.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Another Saw film is in the works.
Yes.
Saw 6 is due out right before Halloween in October, and then Saw 7 will be starting. Will start filming in January, so they've already signed up for another Saw movie.
A lot of sawing going on.
What a playing game.
A lot of sawing going on. We don't put that in the file there, Mike?
Really? Yeah, all right. I'll take it back now if you want to.
Stephen Perkins, drummer for Jane's Addiction, is sick. He's in Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
No, that's not good.
The band had to call off its Australian tour, which was supposed to start tomorrow, because Stephen has an infection in his elbow.
Wow, that's weird.
So he can't play drums. He is currently in the infectious diseases ward at Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
What the?
That doesn't sound good. That sounds like they put you in a hazmat suit in a clean room.
Does his elbow have the swine flu or something?
No word. Just an infection is what they're saying. He'll be okay after the antibiotics kick in, according to doctors. But playing drums live on stage is out of the question for now. So no Jane's Addiction tour in Australia. It's been indefinitely put on hold until his elbow gets rid of syphilis. Or whatever it has.
I don't think your elbow can get syphilis.
If you do it right, it can.
Oh, all right.
And Lindsay Lohan's in the news. Apparently she's trying to quit smoking and trying to get back on the wagon. So Star Magazine says she is addicted to lollipops.
Oh,
come on.
That's what they're saying. In order to stop from smoking and not drink when she's at clubs, Lindsay Lohan is an habitual lollipop sucker.
Those aren't lollipops.
So she keeps just sucking away, trying to keep from doing something else with her mouth.
Ooh, look at that really lollipop.
Yeah. I'd like to watch Lindsay Lohan suck a lollipop.
They should make that her comeback movie.
They should. Yeah. 2 hours of her sucking lollipops.
Yep.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Michael Richards from Seinfeld is 60 years old today. Linda Carter, TV's Wonder Woman. How appropriate with the Comic-Con going on that she's 58 years old today. Laura Layton from Melrose Place turns 41. Rose Byrne from Damages is 30. Anna Paquin from True Blood is 27 years old today. You know, it's funny. They have True Blood posters all up at the hotel here where we're broadcasting
from.
In the Wired Cafe from Wired Magazine. Mm-hmm. And the posters are where the elevators are.
Right.
In between the elevators, a big poster of Anna Paquin. And where you go to press the buttons on the elevators,
yes.
Those are holes in her neck with blood coming out. That's where the buttons for the elevators are.
Oh,
that is sweet.
God. It's very clever, isn't it?
It's not where I thought you were going with that, but okay. I'm glad you weren't.
She's 27 years old today. Bindi Irwin, little Bindi the Jungle Girl, celebrates her 11th birthday today. Happy birthday. Would you seriously?
She's 11.
She's not going to get any better looking, I'll tell you that.
You can get way better looking after you're 11.
She's adorable.
Come on.
She looks like a little troll doll.
It may be.
She lost her dad to a manta ray or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, but that's not what made her ugly. Come on, look at her.
You
can't judge 11-year-olds on looks.
Then let's save this tape and revisit this topic in 5 years, okay?
We're good with that.
That's fine. Don't be
Maybe
bad.
Maybe Bean only likes the pretty little girls.
Oh, that's what Bean's man, this is getting worse.
She looks like a troll. That's all
She's
I've
11.
Said.
It's Everyone very looks that way when they're 11.
Hey, remember what the Olsen twins looked like when they were 11? Yeah, hideous.
That's a great point, by the way. Yeah,
Grew
an
up
excellent example.
Smoking.
That's right.
But then there are girls like Dakota Fanning who went through was just as cute at 11 as she is at 15 and will be at 25. I mean, she, you know, I mean,
Listen.
There are.
Bean, I'm Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC.
No, it's not like that.
You judging the looks of prepubescent girls is disturbing to me.
It's all
she looks
like
I have a little some transcripts monkey. From a chat room you were in.
All right, that's fine.
And Jennifer Lopez celebrates her 40th birthday today. You know, it's funny with all the birthdays that I do at the end of the showbiz beat. You wouldn't think that I'd be able to fit Jennifer Lopez's birthday in there because, let's face it, I mean, I've got about a dozen names here. We spent a lot of time talking about Bindi Irwin. There, right there. So it's just surprising to me that we're able to squeeze in Jennifer Lopez and her 40th birthday today. But, you know, when I think about it, when I just take the time to sit down and reflect on what happened there, it dawned on me.
Oh, God, yes? I'm so bored.
Yes? There's always room for J-Lo.
Yay!
Oh, that felt good.
Nope.
Been a while. Been a while.
Been a while. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
All right, let's do the grand prize drawing, shall we? For no
yeah.
doubt.
Okay.
How about giving away a trip to Hawaii? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We are calling beautiful, beautiful, cool Van Nuys, California.
Hello.
Hey, we're looking for Anna.
Oh my God! Yes.
It's Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Hey, Anna.
Oh my God! I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. Have you ever been to Hawaii?
No.
How would you like to go?
Oh my God! I would love to.
Would you like to go and see No Doubt?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where are you taking our
What?
Are you hyperventilating right now?
I'm like, so, oh, my God, you don't know how happy I am.
Get a paper bag. So get a paper bag and breathe into it.
Put your head between your knees and then mine.
Oh, man. What's
so
happening?
Anna, let's talk about this for a minute. You already won tickets to go see No Doubt along with Paramore. Which show did you win tickets to from K-Rock?
For the Verizon Wireless August 4th.
Okay, so you haven't
seen it. Fantastic.
Right.
And you are I hope a big fan of both of those great bands?
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God.
And then, of course, everyone who wins, we told you were qualified for this grand prize drawing that we'd be doing on the Kevin Bean Show Friday morning. What did you really think when you heard you were qualified to win the grand prize? Did it occur to you that it might be you?
I had a big feeling and hoping it would be.
Yeah. Really? Wow.
Yeah. It's funny how people respond. Some people think there's not a chance in hell, even though they're qualified.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And other people just sit there by the phone and wait for it to ring, which is odd. Well, you got airfare. You got hotel for two. You got tickets to the No Doubt show and an entire $106.7 of spending cash.
Knock Whoa. Yourself out.
We're gonna have to send us armed security with her.
Oh yeah, now, definitely.
With that, that amount of spending
like
money.
Two.
Yeah,
I gotta warn you though. But once you trade that in at the airport to buy Hawaiian currency, I mean, there's gonna be next to nothing left. I mean, unfortunately, the exchange rate when you're going to Hawaii is very rough right now.
It's the same. It's the same money.
It's cool. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. My God. Are you guys serious?
We are serious.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to pay attention to this as well. You are still eligible for yet another grand prize drawing because everybody wins. Our road trip all summer long is eligible for the grand prize drawing at the end of summer where somebody, maybe you, Anna, could win a smart car and a year's supply of Arco gas. So this may not be the last time you hear from Kevin and Bean.
Although it would be fair if it was. I mean,
you
did pretty well already, but you are in the drawing as well for later on in the summer, so congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much. I love you, Kevin and Bean and Lisa May.
Yeah.
You're
sure,
very
now
welcome.
After you give her a trip to Hawaii. That's
so
that's how
really
you roll.
Cry right now.
Do it.
And the thing is, I have family out in Hawaii that I haven't seen in years.
What?
No kidding.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What are the chances of that?
I just graduated from high school, and it was just my 18th birthday as well.
Wow.
It's perfect.
Oh, my God. This is like...
Hey, what does your family think about that foreigner, Barack Obama, claiming to be born in Hawaii? Isn't it kind of weird that he picked that state to pretend to be from?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, you can ask him in person or not. You can decide
exactly.
to leave that out. Anna Nazarian, is that how you say your last name?
Yes.
Glendale.
From Van Nuys. Congratulations. Enjoy your trip. Call us back afterwards or email us and let us know how it went.
Oh, my God.
thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Adam Sessler from G4 joins our friend Ralph Garman live from San Diego at Comic-Con, coming up in about 40 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And our tribute to Adams continues as the great Adam Carolla joins us in the studio.
Yeah, get it on!
What
get it on.
I couldn't help when I was tooling around the iTunes this week to notice that not only is your very popular Adam Carolla podcast still up and running, but you got a new podcast called CarCast that debuted at number one. What the hell? It sounds like a dumb question, but what the hell is CarCast about?
Talk about cars. It's for car nuts. We do it on Saturday. It releases every Saturday. It's a once a week, it's a weekend show.
So you go, wow, I sure do like that new Ford, that F-250. That sure is a good truck.
Oh, well, I said F-150, but yeah. Yeah, and then call a wrap. It goes right to number one.
Wow.
Yeah. So right. That's every Saturday, yeah.
Are you discussing the car models that are, you know, that are fast and beautiful? Are you discussing car repairs or how to buy and sell?
We take some calls and do a little of that. We'll have a celebrity in there. We'll do the celebrity will drive his hot rod over, and we'll talk about that. We'll do like a celebrity's first car. Every celebrity had a first car pile of crap.
Right, sure.
And it's always funny to see a guy who's driving a Bentley now talk about his Isuzu iMark. Well, that was Kimmel, actually. You know, Kimmel's dad is the only guy on the planet who came home with two brand new Isuzu iMarks in 1989.
The same time?
Two! He brought two! How hard were they laughing?
They were that cheap?
I don't know how you drive two iMarks off the lot. I guess it's like when you're stealing a bicycle and you do that thing. By the way, is there any seedier looking move in the world than the one guy riding the bike down the street, holding the handlebar of the other bike
No.
he's clearly stealing, riding down the street? You always know he's stealing the bike, but the guy looks too scary, even though he's 13, for you to say anything.
Right, so you just let it go. Well, he probably is just a friend.
Yeah,
he just let it go.
He really loves mountain biking. The guy with the cholo jeans, he loves mountain biking. He loves the outdoors. The guy with the teardrop tattoo loves the trails. He loves the trails. All right, I wanted to talk about an important topic here.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, important topic.
Because this is going on. Barack Obama was talking about it yesterday. We had this whole incident in the news out of Boston, I guess, where the mm-hmm. brother was trying to get into his own house.
For people who didn't
cops
hear,
pulled him out.
Recap it.
I guess the guy was breaking into his own house. He forgot his keys. We've all done that.
Of course.
And the cops didn't believe him, and they pulled him out, and they arrested a guy. And people assume it's just because the guy was black.
Right.
But so first policy, by the way, when you're going to roll up on a black guy, when you're a cop,
yes.
do what you do at the airport. You know at the airport when they pull a chick out of the line to pat her down?
Yes.
What do?
They call over a woman.
They call over a woman.
That's correct.
When you pull over a brother, have a brother. You got to get a black cop to pull him out of the car and beat the crap out of him or whatever it is you got to do. I don't know what they do. I'm not a cop.
You're just saying make a legal arrest.
I'm just saying wait around like at the airport. Sit over there. Wait. Do we find a chick, come over here, and then she'll pat you down. Do that with black people and black cops. We're not going to have a problem. But I want to say this to my brothers. You guys know what I'm talking about, but I don't feel like black people know this. There are more a-holes out there than there are racists. And if you think about it, think all the times when someone was an a-hole to you for no good reason, and if you were black, you would just assume they were racist. I just got another crappy letter from my neighbor who, by the way, called Department of Building and Safety on me because our hedge is too high between us.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yes. He's an old guy, and if I were black, I would have no...
You'd be outraged.
I would assume he was racist.
Right.
I threw it New Year's Eve party one year, and a cop showed up at 9:30 in the evening. 9:30, which means they got a call at 7 a.m. to come to the house, by the way, because LAPD takes 15 hours for them to come out.
That's accurate.
Now, I would assume that neighbor was racist who called the cops. I got a ticket in Burbank, you guys remember this, for jaywalking while I was in the crosswalk. And the cop said, I'm writing you up a ticket because the light was flashing when you were crossing. And I said, I just walked to the other side. And the light didn't even change. He said, I'm giving you a ticket. Oh. If I were a brother, yeah. I would get Jesse Jackson on the blower.
Right.
I would assume, how many concerts have you had laminates to and the guy wouldn't let you backstage even though you had the proper laminate? He told you to get the F out of here. How many times you tried to leave the movie theater because your wife needed her sweater and it was in the car and the guy said, I can't let you back in the theater. And you said, I'm standing here. I'll be back in 10 seconds. You can see my car. I'm sorry. I can't let you. Racist. No. A-hole.
There is racism
A-hole.
Out there, but you're right. There's more a-holes out there.
There's way too many a-holes, and I feel like we don't have a spokesperson. We don't have a Jesse Jackson. We don't have an Al Sharpton. I want to be the spokesperson for the a-hole.
So if somebody's an a-hole publicly and then they get called on it, you step up and get into the spotlight?
I want to talk to my flock and explain to them that there's a problem in this country. There's a small problem called racism, but there's a huge problem called a-holes. And by the way, they commingle. They crossbreed. There's a lot of a-hole races. But there's just a lot of a-holes. There's a lot of cops that would do that to anyone. It's just when they're black, you assume it's racism, just like all the a-hole moves everyone's done to you your whole life. You would assume, hey, look, can I just say something in the words of the great civil rights leader, Colonel Martin Luther King? He said,
he's a colonel?
He's not a colonel.
He fought in the Korean War, yeah.
I don't think so.
Colonel Martin Luther King.
I don't know my history that well.
I've heard the term 2,000 times. I'm pretty sure I'm right on this one.
He's a doctor. I think he's actually called a doctor.
Okay, well, he may also be a doctor.
Okay, he's a colonel. All right. But what did he say? That's the important thing.
I watched the History Channel almost all day. So you can Google it.
All right, so you're right.
A great colonel and possibly doctor. I don't know if he was an educated man. No, he's a fighting man. 3 years in Korea. Hell yes.
Okay. What did he say?
Great Colonel Martin Luther King said, can't we all just get along?
That was documented. That was Rodney King.
He was on the steps of the Smithsonian. It is documented.
No.
Okay.
No,
I'm not arguing with you,
Terry. All right. You can't get anywhere when you argue with us.
No. All right. All right. We got to take a break. The great Adam Carolla is here. We'll find out what he's really ticked off about this week in Rage when we return on the Kevin and Bean Show. Adam Carolla, adamcarolla.com, in our studio right now. Please check out the podcast and the new CarCast, currently number one across the nation on iTunes. Adam is here. It's Friday, and that means it's This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Yeah. Get it on.
Yeah. Indeed. Still trying to work it and get it on.
The city's officially in the toilet. I was eating yesterday, and in the parking lot was one of those fire chief cars, just the sort of white Taurus with the lights in it and the sticker on the side. And I was looking at the bumper sticker on the back, and it said, "Don't abandon your baby." And I thought, wow, I guess this is a problem. People throwing babies in dumpsters and toilets and in landfills. But please don't abandon your baby. That was the bumper sticker that was on the back of the municipal car. And then I started thinking about all the other vehicles, like all the municipal cars, like the street sweepers and the parking enforcement people and all that. And there's one that says, stop senior abuse. And I thought, really, is that a big problem? You beating the crap out of grandpa? And if anything, wouldn't that serve as a reminder? You know what I mean? I mean, like, well, no, is like I don't feel like it would stop me. If I was on my way to Shady Acres to open a can of whoop ass on Nana, I don't think seeing that sticker would make me go, you know what? I'm going to go home and stare in the mirror and do some soul searching.
That's true.
No, if anything, I'd see that sticker and go, geez, it's been 4 weeks since I beat the crap out of Grandpa. That's right. I do need to kick that old brittle bones ass over there. Yeah, that's right. So we live in a city where we beg you not to beat the crap out of your grandparents.
Right.
And where we beg you not to throw away your infants. And then after you see that, you pass a sign on the 101 and it's a freeway sign and it's covered with barbed wire. And you think, really? When am I moving to Oregon? Really? This is the town we're living in. Do you think they have this in Montana? Do you think you drive around and there's stickers everywhere begging you not to toss away your infant or beat the crap? Or how about you combine the two? Don't beat the hell out of your grandparents with your kid. Don't use your kid like a bat that you beat seals with.
So a decent desire, but it may not accomplish what they want.
I think it reminds more people to throw their kids out or more people to beat their grandparents. Well, I'm just saying.
I'm not sure it'll
backfire.
What
about the signs? What about the freeway signs with the concertine wire going around? Isn't that Escape from New York crap? isn't that the apocalyptic future we are all warned about?
And those signs are always tagged, too, by the way. That's the funny part.
So it doesn't even work.
Somehow they got through it.
Do you think they have those in Denver?
No.
All right, we're officially living in the worst city in America.
That's correct.
All right, now we'll head down to number two. Number two, the pool. You know, it's hot. We've been tossing the kids in the pool, except except for our kids need 5,000 floaties. They need the water wings. They have they have a vest. They have a floaty vest. They have, like, floaty slacks. They have a floaty helmet. And then my wife drains the pool, and we all get to sit at the bottom in the deep end. I mean, what happened to kids? I don't know if I should blame Tommy Lee. I don't know what the deal is, but my kids look like the goddamn Michelin man before they get in the pool. And then I was thinking about when I was three. When I was three, you know what I had? I had that styrofoam egg. Remember that styrofoam egg with the belt on it?
Yes.
Was just a belt.
No,
it was styrofoam-shaped egg.
Okay.
It looked like a giant suppository, and it had a belt on it.
Right.
And that's the only thing they had. They hadn't invented water wings yet or any of these vests or any of these other things. It's just an egg-shaped chunk of styrofoam with an elastic belt on it. And the only thing it would do was keep you underwater, keep your head underwater. I guess it was for the corner so they could hit you with a gaffing hook and pull you out easier. You know what? Instead of all the hassle fishing the kid out of the deep end and having to take your shoes off, his corpse will be floating up top, held up by that buoy that's strapped to his back. And by the way, you could put this thing on Michael Phelps. He couldn't get his head out of the water. It was a huge chunk of foam. It was like somebody trying to drown you with an ice cooler. It was like huge chunk of foam on your back, so your head would be underwater.
But
who
you
thought
learned,
of this?
But you learned to swim pretty well.
I'm here. Right. I'm here, Andy.
That's right.
I'm here, right?
Yes. You are here.
Okay, yes. I got lightheaded for a second.
I didn't know you were looking for an answer.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
All right, and number one, there's a couple of sayings I was going through my head that we all just go along with, but it really doesn't make that much sense. Like,
okay.
You know, you hear those people go, I don't need you going out there and airing out my dirty laundry.
Sure.
And I thought, you know what? I wouldn't mind if someone took some of my crap from the hamper, you know, like after I'd been to the gym and went and aired it out.
Right.
You know, when you've been working out, you get that wet shirt and it gets balled up and it gets thrown somewhere in the bathroom. Then 2 days later, it's all mildewy and it's never quite right again. I wouldn't mind if someone aired out my dirty laundry.
Okay.
So that's number one.
All right.
The other one is you hear people go, you can run, but you can't hide. And I thought, yeah, you can. They do it on cops all the time.
I do. But they get
then
caught,
they find you.
Right.
Yeah. So it should be you can run. And then you can try and hide,
right.
And then I'm going to find you. But you can't hide. No, no, no. That's what you do. You run, and then you hide.
You can do both.
And then they find you.
Okay.
You know, part of running is to eventually hide. So you can't hide. And then there's one. So that one's not long enough. It needs a tag. It needs
okay.
You can run.
An addendum.
You can hide, but then I'll find you.
Okay.
That, but here's one that needs to be shortened. I could buy and sell you. We know you can sell stuff that you own. You don't say that about cars or watches.
I could buy and sell
or toaster
a car.
Ovens. Yeah, I could buy you. Enough. Enough. We get that I could pop up on eBay or Craigslist in a number of days. I could buy you. Oh, that's enough. We know you can sell me.
Anything you can buy by its very nature, you can sell.
Yeah, I could buy and sell that condo. You see what I mean? It doesn't really work. So that one needs to be shortened up a little to just, I could buy you, but the you can run, but you can't hide. We need to lengthen that one just a little. Some a little short, some a little long.
All right.
But either way, they need to be modified. And anyone wants to come out and air out my dirty laundry, swing by the house. Hell
fine
yes.
With that. Thank you.
We're going to get all geeky on the Kevin and Bean Show live from Comic-Con with Adam Sessler from G4 and our own Ralph Garman, who is broadcasting from the Wired.com Cafe down there in San Diego at the Convention Center. Ralph, are you all set for the movie beat?
I am.
Hit it, Steve.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Sure, anybody can review the movies after they've seen them, but I will be reviewing this week's movies having not seen any of them.
Excellent.
Ta-da! Three big movies hitting Southland Cineplexes this weekend. Does it make me a little weak to...
Yes.
Yes.
Really, really.
Are you
going to
talk? If you're talking about the goddamn guinea pig movie, yes. There's no excuse
looking
for that.
Forward to seeing the G-Force.
The guinea pig. Wait a minute. The guinea pig spy movie. You want to
yes.
go to? What?
Listen.
What?
I'm usually not a kids movie kind of guy.
You're the opposite of that.
But this looks awesome. It's guinea pigs being spies.
We
Come
understand
on.
The concept.
That's kind of fresh. That's fresh and funky right there.
If you have kids,
or if you're a dude who likes guinea pigs and spies.
Yeah. Those two groups.
Will Arnett stars along with Penelope Cruz, Zach Galifianakis, Nicolas Cage does the voice of one of the characters as well. It looks like really good animation, special effects, and a funny story.
right?
Okay, but here's what I don't understand. How can you hate anyone who went to see Hotel for Dogs, which is wacky animals doing stuff they can't do, yet look forward to G-Force?
Because this is so
What's the difference
ridiculous?
Between those two?
Because this is so ridiculous, so ludicrous, that it comes around to being funny and
ludicrous. No, that's Tracy Jordan. It's not ludicrous.
Oh,
come on,
Ralph. Poop in his hand, poop in his hand, poop in his hand. Come on. It's a great trailer.
Well, here's on your own, buddy.
Here's a scene from the movie where Zach, who plays the leader of the G-Force, he's their human handler for these special agents who just happen to be guinea pigs. They're a specially trained squad of guinea pigs.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yes.
Here's Zach introducing his special animal espionage unit.
Many people don't know that since the Civil War, animals have been used to gather strategic intelligence. Now, our work focuses on developing communication between humans and animals.
This is a rodent.
Guinea pigs, sir. Don't say that. They get highly offended. You know their DNA is 98.7% identical to humans, right?
No. How would I know that?
Poop in his hand! Poop in his hand! I'm looking forward to G-Force. Also opening this weekend, The Ugly Truth. This is a romantic comedy about a macho TV show correspondent played by Gerard Butler, who makes a bet with his producer, Katherine Heigl, who is sort of challenged in the dating department, that if he gives her tips on how to land a guy, and if it doesn't work, he'll quit the business. See, because they don't get along. They're really at odds with each other. They have sort of a tempestuous relationship.
At the beginning.
And he's going to teach her how to land a man by using all his chauvinistic man ways. See?
Yes.
And then she's going to learn an important lesson and get the man that she wants. But I'm guessing that they secretly discover they have feelings for each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
sweet.
Yep. Doesn't Gerard Butler hire a special team of guinea pigs to infiltrate Katherine Heigl's apartment and set it up?
How dare you. This looks like standard romantic comedy fare, but Katherine Heigl, Gerard Butler, two likable actors. So if you have to see one of these movies, it's better than Matthew McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Parker.
You're so right about that.
Yeah, I guess
that.
So.
Yes.
Although Katherine Heigl's got a weird phenomenon going on. I liked her a lot, and the more she talks, the less I like her.
Yeah.
The more I learn about her personally, the less I like her. So she's on thin ice with me. But here's a scene from The Ugly Truth where Gerard Butler is trying to rescue her from making a horrible dating mistake.
There is a new French bistro in town and an art opening that got amazing reviews. So I was thinking we could go on Friday.
Friday. Wow.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm saving you. He was blowing you off.
He wasn't blowing me off.
He'll be expecting you to call him. And when you don't, he'll call back.
How do you know?
Because I know how men operate. If you want it to work out with this guy, then you'll listen to me and you'll do exactly as I say.
See, he's going to teach her the ways of men.
I like that all men operate the same. Life would be so easy if that were
That's
true.
A good point, Lisa.
well, we do pretty much.
That's, it's kind of true.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
All right.
And lastly, Orphan opens up in theaters this weekend.
I'm talking about.
Too
you know
scary.
How I feel about the creepy kid movies. Yeah. Nothing is scarier than scary, creepy kids. I'm sorry. It's just the worst.
And of those kids, where does Esther rank?
Number one. Now, maybe number two, right behind those twins from The Shining who stand in the hallway full of blood. Man, I still can't get that out of my mind. Esther is a 9-year-old orphan who gets adopted by a lovely couple. They bring her into their home to give her love and to raise her. And she turns out to be this devil.
Yeah, that happens.
Here's a scene from the film where Mom discovers that the orphanage that Esther supposedly comes from never heard of her.
What?
The orphanage you thought she came from has never heard of her. Everything about her could be a lie. Everything.
Well, you have her passport.
It's either Esther or Daniel who started the fire. Who do you think it was?
I don't know.
I'm so done. I'm done connecting these dots for you. You know what? You can think whatever you want about me. I will leave tonight. If that's what you want, I will leave tonight on one condition. Esther goes too.
Esther's not going nowhere.
Ooh. Esther is...
Red rum.
There's all kinds of messed up.
Yeah, Esther's bad news.
Do you guys think there's something wrong with her, maybe? Or what
I'd like to suggest that perhaps there is.
I think it's great to have scary movies when it's not Halloween.
I love scary movies.
And this looks like something that could really make you soil yourself right there in the Cineplex. So,
I love that, too.
I'd be recommending The Scary Esther and Orphan this weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know
is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
Ralph Garman is live in San Diego all day long today for the annual Comic-Con, which is, how many years did you say they've been doing that down there, Ralph?
This is the 40th anniversary of Comic-Con. 40 years.
40 years. But doesn't it seem like maybe in the last 5 years it has just exploded to epic proportions where now everybody around the world knows about it?
Yeah, it has blown up. It's not just comic book geeks and people dressed up in spandex. It is the entirety of all pop culture. You've got movie studios and TV studios, video game companies, toy companies. It is a mammoth undertaking. Over 100,000 people descending upon San Diego this weekend just to be part of it.
Are the comic book geeks angry that it's been taken over?
You know, there is a little snobbery. There is a certain percentage of the fans who say this used to be our thing,
right,
and we kind of like being outsiders, and we liked our little small clique, and now Hollywood is sort of co-opting that, and they do resent it a little bit. But the great majority, I think, of people are just here to have a good time and kind of, you know, roll around in all this geek stuff that we love.
Sure. Now, it kind of surprises me that no one's there from G4, because you'd think this would be a perfect event for them. Like,
yeah,
they would be all over an event.
No, G4 passed this year.
What?
They didn't
want to
have anything to do with it? No, they didn't think it was up in their wheelhouse. They didn't think really there was any tie-in for them. So,
wait, hold on a sec. Someone from G4 just walked in, Ralph. It looks like Adam Sessler, the host and managing editor of X-Play, is joining you in San Diego.
It is Adam, right next to me.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah,
wow.
That guy.
Oh, no.
That is
put that mic a little closer to your mouth.
That's, oh, that's an Academy Award nomination for being right there.
Thank you very much.
That was
thank
good.
You. Yeah, I feel bad because Adam had to pass on a cool opportunity just to do the show with us here today, and he's a little bummed out.
Yeah. I was going to a party last night for the game Brutal Legend, and they had sort of their metal meltdown.
Right.
And Gwar asked me to go party with him afterwards.
Right.
I was like, well, I have to go on Kevin and
Bean.
Well,
that's a terrible decision. Well, that's a terrible decision.
They're like, no, it'll be fine. We'll drop you off right when you have to go on.
Right.
Like, ah.
You know, guys, last night, I had the screening for District 9, the new movie from Peter Jackson is producing,
right,
from Sony. And I'm doing their panel today, so I had to see it last night. And before I was leaving, I had a phone call on my cell phone, and I hear, Ralph, this is Adam West. The wife and I are going out for dinner, and I thought maybe you'd like to join us. We'd love to have you come.
Don't make up stories now.
Grab a meal with me and Marcel and my agent Fred. We're going to go grab some Italian. We thought you'd like to come. I was like, no, I can't go have dinner with Adam West.
Wow.
Yeah. As he looks at the Robin costume in his closet.
That's right. Yeah. So we're all making sacrifices for you guys today.
Wow.
We want you to
that's
know
that. Huge.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what G4 has going on this afternoon starting at 1:30. You have teamed up with your colleagues at Attack of the Show. What's going on with you, Adam?
Well, I'm sort of out there wandering the floor without safety, going around right, fighting everything that's happening. There's obviously a lot of intersection with video games and comic books. It just kind of makes absolute sense. And so a lot of the game companies are out there on the floor showing off their wares. And there's some really strong stuff. And it's cool to see it here at Comic-Con, because unlike E3, which is elitist snobbery for the industry,
right,
here you actually get to see, you know, the people who will be buying these games, playing them ahead of time, and you really get to gauge their reaction of what might actually be a strong seller at the end of the year versus something that I think is awesome but no one's going
to
buy.
And you know, when I used to go to CES in Las Vegas, you would see stuff that was going to come out, but it seemed like it was 3-4 years in the future, and
and
it would never come out. What's this like? Is it much closer?
If they're going to bring it to the floor and allow someone to just get their mitts on it and probably break the game potentially, they want to know it's pretty far along in development, so it's going to be stable. It's going to be demonstrative of what the game's going to be like when it's on sale. So just about everything, if not everything, that's on the floor will be out by the end of the year, or at least by March of next year.
What's it like for Olivia Munn from Attack of the Show down there? Is she the current geek queen?
I think that she's definitely achieving that status. I'm not 100% certain, but I believe that her security detail is being done by the 501st, and that's the group of people that make Stormtrooper
outfits.
Excellent. And a lot of them are like off-duty policemen, which makes sense. And so they're running her security, because no one's going to trust a security guard here. They will trust a Stormtrooper,
yes,
because they don't really exist.
That's true.
This isn't the host you're looking for. They do the Jedi mind trick on the fans, so they just walk right by her.
Hey, Adam, is she banging Kevin Pereira, her co-host on Attack of the Show? What's the real story of that? Because I hear the rumors. I see the rumors that those two are secretly a couple. And you can't tell because their chemistry is good on the show. But what's really going on behind the scenes?
if they are a couple, that's just that just took the strange fraternal logic with which I treat my co-hosts
right.
or my compatriots and just really upended it.
So, uh-huh.
Hold on. I have to...
So you're disturbed.
Okay, I got that out of my system.
Icky for Adam.
All right. Okay.
So I'm going to take that. I'm just going to write that down as a yes then. I'll just put that in a yes. They're doing
confirmed.
It. Tell us about Star Wars. What's going on with that today?
Well, obviously, Star Wars is about as big here at Comic-Con as it could be. Even though they get their own convention, the Star Wars celebration, you just can't escape Star Wars when you bring enough geeks together.
But there's nothing.
Place.
There's nothing new, is there? There's no new video game, new movie.
No. There is actually a huge video game
that's going to
be coming out. I don't know if it's going to be next year, or maybe the year after that. But it's called The Old Republic. This is a massively multiplayer game. That's based on Star Wars. They tried this once before with a game called Star Wars Galaxies that really just didn't capture the feeling of Star Wars.
Right.
And the guys working on this one made the single-player game for the original Xbox called Knights of the Old Republic. And so they've taken sort of that logic and now going to allow thousands of people to play at the same time. It really has the potential to blow up and maybe be a competitor to World of Warcraft.
And wow. Kevin, the Clone Wars animated series yes. on Cartoon Network also is very popular now.
Yes, and they have a video game associated with that.
I saw that movie, but I haven't seen that TV series.
Yeah,
yeah.
What else is hot, Adam? What's going on? What's going on the floor? The hottest games this summer that are coming out that people are really talking about.
Well, right now that's coming out within the next few weeks. We're seeing a lot of really awesome downloadable games. This is the time of year where suddenly all the stuff that you buy off the store shelves, they're holding on to it. They want to sell it closer to Christmas. But there's two games that are really standing out. One that I think it just came out called Splosion Man.
Splosion. And, yeah.
Explosion. So,
yes. Oh. It's
I rented that over the weekend. I rented that over the weekend, and you don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Telling you right
now. You have to put a plastic sheet in front of your TV screen to watch it.
Explosion Man.
Ah.
That's the distinction.
Okay.
This is it's kind of like an old school game that you would have played on the Sega Genesis, like an old Sonic the Hedgehog. It's side scrolling, so you know it's 3D, but you're not playing it in a 3D space. And you play a crazy person that's been experimented on, and you have the power to just make things blow up. And so you have to escape the horrible lab where they were doing things to you by blowing up all the evil scientists and figuring out all these kind of maze-like puzzles. It's just got this crazy energy that it's really hard not to be smiling when you're playing the game.
When you're exploding things.
When you're exploding.
When you're exploding things.
Exploding.
Exploding. See, you're going to say that all day long. That's what I've been doing.
And it stars Peter North.
That's right.
Is that different? Sorry, that's different.
Yeah, that was last night.
All right, so
we have to take a quick break.
We have to.
Adam Sessler is here from G4, which airs, of course, weeknights at 8. And you're going to be doing a lot of stuff live, though, from the floor on the channel, though, right?
Well, you're going to see a lot on Saturday from Attack of the Show. They're doing a live show that's also include this amazing, like, they've never done this before. They're going to be taping the Star Wars panel, where not just, you know, probably and hopefully that game, but other things about the Star Wars universe are going to be revealed. So you're going to see that. And then Kevin and Olivia are just going to wear themselves tired, just doing 3 hours live from the floor of Comic-Con.
I hear they're tired when they show up, by the way.
Oh, stop it.
All right, when we come back, we have a lot of other stuff we need to talk to Adam about. He has Beatles Rock Band news for us. He can talk about a new trailer for Watchmen, The End Is Nigh. We also have information on what you think is one of the best Wii games ever that's coming out. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff going on from Comic-Con in San Diego. We'll return with Adam Sessler from G4 right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show. I just figured out why Ralph was so crazy to be in San Diego. He's at the only place in America where they're not still talking about the Chicago White Sox no-hitter yesterday. Because I can imagine at Comic-Con in San Diego, no one cares about Burley's no-hitter yesterday, right?
What is this strange thing you speak of, baseball? I don't understand your baseball here in geek world.
I want to join you, Ralph. I didn't realize there was going to be so much baseball talk today.
Oh, it was unbelievable. All right, Ralph is there at Comic-Con. Thanks to our friends at Wired.com. He's in the Wired Cafe broadcasting live all morning long. And you have a special guest with you today, Ralph.
Adam Sessler from G4 talking about the all things geek, but mostly the brand new video games that we get to play right on the floor of the Comic-Con, which is pretty cool. Adam, what have you tried so far this weekend that you're impressed by?
Well, one of the games, and I've always been a big fan of this series, but Ratchet and Clank. It's kind of I hate to say it, a more family friendly franchise, but it's no way is it kind of cutesy or inappropriate. But these guys have been working on this series, I think, for 7 years now. They've kind of hit this perfect moment where the technology has caught up with them, and like they've always wanted to kind of make a game that really captures like the anarchic madness of a Tex Avery or Chuck Jones cartoon, and they have it. And just watching this game play is just a lot of fun. I've always been a big fan of the Warner Brothers cartoons.
So right, right.
The whole idea of being in a place that kind of has that logic is a little bit more fun sometimes than being in, oh, look, it's another dystopic post-apocalyptic landscape.
Right.
Shoot another zombie.
Not that there's anything wrong with those, but yeah.
I'm very well trained for that, just so you know.
When you get home at the end of a long day, not this weekend, of course, because this is crazy, but in your regular life, are you still playing video games for fun anymore, or is it because you have to do so much for work, has it lost a little bit of that thrill for you?
Well, I love to come home and read a little Proust, because you know, sure. that really gets the video games out. No, I play them a lot. It's really... It's not too much of a burden when you have to extend that aspect of your job into your personal life.
Sure.
And, yeah, I just moved into a new apartment, and I finally have a man cave for myself. So it's this wonderful experience where I can just kind of crawl in there and be like, aha.
By the way, that's called a vagina, is what that is.
For the rest of
us. He doesn't have one of those yet.
He has a video game. What is this V word you speak?
Yes, another strange word here at the Comic-Con.
No hitter, and now you say vagina?
I want to know how Adam got married and has a kid. That's what I can't figure out.
What?
I have a kid.
I thought you did. Wow, don't you have a kid?
It's not yours, but your wife has one, apparently.
Oh, wait, that's right. What's been making the noise the past year.
Wait, you have a wife even?
Yes, I do have a wife.
Wow.
Yes.
I know, shocking, right? All right, let's talk about the Muramasa. Why is this such a big deal from Wii?
It's actually, we gave this game the best Wii game of E3, which I think raised a few eyebrows out there, because it doesn't have Mario, it doesn't have Zelda, it's not called Wii Sports.
Right.
It's not even made by Nintendo. But it's a really cool game that's, once again, as we were talking about Splosion Man earlier,
sure.
It's a side-scrolling game that really captures some stuff that's been lost in video games from the old era, which is a good, hard game where you have to learn how to like do crazy sword moves, and you collect things, and you become powerful, and you have those crazy boss battles at the end of every level where you're trying to figure out what's the pattern here. It's just a great Japanese game where you can probably play it about 4 or 5 times, and you still won't collect everything in it. And it really is a wonderful throwback to kind of a more classic era video game.
Do you wield the sword with the Wii controller? Is that how it works?
It's not as proper as that. There is a game coming out at the end of the year called Red Steel 2 that looks like it's going to be the next step in getting to that. Of course, no one's made my lightsaber game yet.
Yeah, you'd think that'd be a slam dunk, right?
An obvious game.
Yeah, why hasn't that happened?
I don't know. I talk to LucasArts about every day going, do you have it yet? Do you have it yet?
Wow, that's weird.
All right. A couple more things we're dying to know about. Adam Sessler is our guest from X-Play, of course, airing on the G4, and you want to definitely keep G4 on your TV all weekend long for great stuff from Comic-Con. But what is Watchmen, The End Is Nigh, Part 2? And if I missed Part 1, am I going to be too confused to follow it?
Well, yeah, I keep on joking. Is the end still nigh? I mean, is it a little bit nigher than it was the first time around? Or
well,
it should be less
nigh as they're getting closer to the end, shouldn't it?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, the end isn't as nigh as it was once before.
Right.
And that's really hard to put on, you know, on a box. This is another downloadable game. It's a follow-up to the first part that came out when the movie was released. Obviously, this is coinciding with the release of the DVD. You play two characters from the comic book and the movie, which is Night Owl and Rorschach, and you kind of go around and beat the living crap out of whoever comes your way.
All right.
It's just, once again, it's like an old-school brawler. It's gorgeous looking, and this is part of, like Explosion Man and another game called Shadow Complex, we're seeing a lot of these downloadable games that have production values of what you would expect from a retail game that you're paying $60 for. They may not be as long,
right,
but they're also not skimping in any other fashion.
How much do most of these downloadable games cost?
$15 tends to be the very high end of it. A lot of them are under $10.
Wow.
They're priced differently on a case-by-case basis.
And Kevin, I found out, this would interest you, I found out yesterday that coming this summer, a couple weeks, is Dexter, the game.
Oh.
Where you get to play Dexter and you get to be a serial killer and you kill all the bad guys. That's for iPhone and the iPod Touch, so you can download that for your iPhone as well.
Well, so you can kill on your spare time.
Exactly.
I like it.
All right. One more thing for you, Mr. Sessler. Tell everybody why 9909 this year is a day that gamers are not going to forget.
Because it's the 10th anniversary of the release of the failed Dreamcast from Sega.
Yes! It's going to be a huge party.
It's because Beatles Rock Band is coming out. this is the game that maybe not everyone is talking about, but everyone will buy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. I mean, obviously, it's Rock Band. We all know that. So, you know, you have the guitars. I think last time I was on the show with you guys, I was expressing my confusion about how the challenge for the game was going to be made, because the virtuosity of the playing is not the hallmark of the Beatles' music. It's
right.
The kind of elegant simplicity. I completely forgot those harmonies. Everyone can have a microphone.
Oh, wow.
And so it's you trying to do those insane harmonies of the Beatles with your friends. Of course, these guys could have just started a karaoke machine with Beatles songs, and they would have probably sold, you know, millions of copies.
Yeah.
But they've made a real game out of it, and it's really cool.
And with the Rock Band, man, they can tell if you're on key or just a little off key, a little sharp, a little flat. It really gives you a direct response to how bad you are.
And, which is always, my self-esteem needs that every day. But I think what's important for people that are not game players and definitely don't play the music games, it does have settings and it has ways of helping you through that. It's there to help you enjoy the Beatles more. It's not such a game that, you know, you won't be able to have fun if you're not experienced at this type of title.
And the graphics are like the Beatles in iconic sort of situations, right? The Ed Sullivan Show and things like that. That's what they're doing with it.
Do they have songs on that game that are not Beatles songs?
Oh, Kevin, stop. Oh, Kevin,
how are you going to be like that?
Do they have any of those?
Yes, they have a lot of Dawn of It.
Wow, that's even worse.
Is a bunch of good stuff, and I know that next week on your show you'll be talking about things you don't even know about yet because you haven't seen them yet out on the floor at Comic-Con. But it looks like you guys are going to have a fantastic weekend down there. And, of course, G4 is the network. X-Play is the show. It airs weeknights at 8, and, of course, they do repeat it. And look for Attack of the Show all over the convention floor all weekend long. It sounds like they're doing a bunch of cool stuff. And, Adam, we always enjoy having you on the Kevin and Bean Show, man. Thanks for stopping by in San Diego. We appreciate it.
No problem. Love being here.
Thank you, man.
Friday morning, Kevin of being here. Hey, I don't know when your next vacation is, Kevin, but why not Colombia, dude? Maybe it's time for you to go check out Colombia. I don't think you've ever been there.
I got to tell you, I watched the History Channel on Pablo Escobar.
Yeah.
And he's the guy who in the 80s was responsible for 80% of the cocaine that came into the United States.
One guy?
Yes. He was a drug kingpin and bought all of the police, bought the government. Everyone was in his pocket. He killed government officials. He killed presidential nominees. I mean, people that were running for the president. He killed half of the Supreme Court at one time. I mean, it was a giant battle, and he was winning most of it for a long, long, long time.
Wow.
And now they've turned his mansion into somewhat of a theme park.
That's what I'm saying. That's where you need. Who would enjoy that more than you would?
I would enjoy that quite a lot, it turns out.
Yeah, it'd be fascinating.
I mean, they took his place where he used to have all the parties, had the exotic animals, and the drug-running plane parked out front and stuff like that, and now it's like a national tourist attraction. It's about 200 miles from Bogota. It is open to the public. They had over 50,000 visitors last year, and we thought, what on earth can be going on at the Pablo Escobar Amusement Park? So we asked producer Alex to line somebody up for us, and I think we have Don Carlo Encarnacion on the phone with us. Good morning, Don Carlo.
Hello. Buenos dias.
Hi. Yes. How are you today?
Hi. I'm great. Buenos dias. How are you?
Very good.
We're
you.
Fine. It's Kevin and Bean. Don Carlo, you do what there at the Pablo Escobar Amusement Park?
I'm the head director of services here at Coca World.
What?
Coca World.
Coca World?
Yes.
And it is an amusement park, but does it have anything to do with the late Pablo Escobar, or it just happens to be his mansion?
Everything to do with him. It is a Coca World is a physical celebration of both the Medellin cartel and Colombia's number one export, cocaine.
Cocaine, okay.
So it's fun for the whole family.
It's for the kids.
Yes.
Okay.
The whole family. We here at Coca World like to say, we are the only amusement park that guarantees long lines.
See, because
and people don't mind.
That's a cocaine joke.
But I mean, you
right. We get it.
Oh, we got it, Don Carlo.
Yes.
But you have distanced yourself from the ugly past and the murders and things that happen on that property. And now it doesn't have anything to do with drugs, though. Really, though. I mean, you're talking about rides and attractions for the family, right?
Well, I happen to be taking a tour right now with my assistant Omar of the.
You have an assistant named Omar?
Yes, huh. He's a great man. He's been working with me here in Colombia for years now. Say hello, Omar. Hey, what's up, guys?
That's our Omar.
Hey, what's happening?
What are you doing down there?
What are you doing?
Of course.
I'm selling some churros. They only come with powdered sugar, my friend.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
As we walk around the theme park here, I can tell you some of the attractions I see.
Please.
I can give you essentially a tour over the phone.
Okay, tell us about Coca World.
Well, like many amusement parks in America, we have a monorail.
Monorail, okay.
but this one is just a giant rail of cocaine, and you ride on a donkey with a 10-foot straw, and it just goes around the park, and you snort the cocaine.
That doesn't seem incredibly kid-friendly.
No, but it is fun for the whole family.
Okay.
You, of course, are very familiar with the successful movie franchise and the popular ride, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Of course. Certainly.
We hear it. Coca World, we have Pirates of the Coca Bean.
Okay.
And you essentially get on a log flume, and we give you a bunch of raw coca bean. And by the end of the ride, you are expected to make it into pure white cocaine, or my friend Omar here will chop your head off with a machete.
Okay, well, now you're getting out of the area of just, you know, showing up and having fun with the family. It sounds like you're forcing people to make drugs for you.
But here is the candy shop to my left. Everybody loves candy, especially the little niños, no?
Yeah,
sure.
We have snow cones.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Blow pops. And booger sugar cubes.
Sounds good, actually.
Blow booger sugar.
Oh,
got it.
Yeah. To my right, we base this off the very popular It's a Small World. This is called It's Eight Ball World.
It's a ball world.
It's Eight Ball World.
Eight Ball World.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Just,
gotcha.
Well, really, it's just a bunch of eight balls of cocaine.
All right. This doesn't sound like it's with. Family friendly. I got to be honest.
Many a child has had a seizure coming out of its eight ball world. I probably should, change that.
Don Carlo, Don Carlo.
Yes.
Can I have some of that eight ball?
Yeah.
All right.
That's Omar again.
Ah!
My friend Omar.
Wait, right. What's that? What's going on?
That is some fireworks.
That was a machine gun.
Maybe. look over to the left here. You'll see what we have based on Splash Mountain. This is called Cash Mountain.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It is a giant mountain of cash.
Okay.
You take that and seems you give obvious. It to the stuffed animal who's dressed like a Swiss man. And he makes it laundered for you, and it turns into a profitable construction business.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying...
He's fun for the whole family.
Don Carlo, again, it doesn't sound like an amusement park. It sounds like just a front for drug smuggling. It sounds like it's like Pablo Escobar is still alive.
It's a celebration. Have you been on the Finding Nemo submarine?
No,
it's
but
a submarine,
I've seen it.
Like, after Finding Nemo,
right.
It's under the sea.
Right.
And you are taken to the enchanted world of the ocean.
Right.
We have the Finding Yayo submarine. And it just goes underneath a virtual world similar to Miami. And you must take your submarine in a search for Yayo.
Right.
So, very nice.
Okay. So it all involves drugs then?
No.
It doesn't.
What about the popular Captain Yayo performance? It's much like Captain EO, except... But it has the Yale.
Yeah,
it's
Yale.
I think we got it, actually.
I really probably right. shouldn't describe Smuggler's Island.
No, we got it.
It involves...
We could guess that one. Right.
All right, Don Carlo. Doesn't sound like it's for us, but I'm glad we got a little bit more information about what you do with Pablo Escobar's place.
We guarantee long line.
All right, thank you.
Kevin and Bean Show, Friday morning, minutes away from Don't Bogart, which is most of our listeners' favorite part of the whole show. Maybe it's because we're done for the week, and they don't have to listen to us anymore. But
That's
they do tend to enjoy the song that we sing at the end of the Friday show, and that is on the way. First, Ralph has one more Showbiz Beat live from San Diego at the Comic-Con. How awesome is Wired.com for letting you broadcast from down there, Ralph?
They have just been so great. And you may have heard me talk about District 9, this new film that Peter Jackson is producing.
Yeah.
There's a great article about it in the Wired magazine that's currently on stands, the one with Brad Pitt on the cover. He also is one of the guest editors in this issue. So pick it up if you haven't yet, because it's really a great issue. But yeah, thanks so much to Wired magazine for putting us up here at the Wired Cafe, and for everyone who's stopped by. It's really been a blast, I'm telling you. This is the way to do Comic-Con. I get the passes, and I can go around and see things. And yesterday I did the Dexter panel, and Kevin, I got to tell you, they world premiered the trailer for season 4, the upcoming season of Dexter.
Yes.
Oh, man. Wait till you see what's going on.
That show is so good.
Dexter rocking a baby, his baby.
Yeah.
Say, whispering as he's feeding it, you want to know a secret? Daddy kills people.
Oh, dude.
And I was hanging out with John Lithgow, who plays the Trinity Killer. Ooh. He's the big bad for this season that Dexter will be going up against. And they bring back Frank Lundy. Remember the FBI serial kill hunter?
Oh, yeah.
The FBI?
Yeah.
The FBI. And Lithgow told me he's the only guy on the whole show who knows what's going to happen in every episode.
Really?
They've told him the entire arc of what's going to happen with his character. But the other cast is kept in the dark episode to episode. They don't know.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That's a great show. When does it come back?
September 27th, I want to say. I think it's sometime late December.
That's the best show featuring a serial killer that I've ever seen.
You're right. Michael C. Hall said he did some promos over in Europe for Dexter's starting to air in other countries. Mm-hmm. And he said the difference between Americans and the Europeans are Americans come up and say, "Dude, I can't believe you kill people on that show." And he goes, "Yeah, but they're bad people." And they go, "Yeah, you're right. That's okay." The Europeans go, "I can't believe you kill people on that show." And they go, "Yeah, but they're bad people." And they go, "Yeah, but you still kill people."
We're fine with it as long as they're bad.
Exactly. Right. That's the difference between Americans and the Europeans.
All right,
let's take a look at some of the showbiz news, shall we? Speaking of the comic book convention, and all the Star Wars geeks are here in force, by the way. Of course, today is Star Wars Day.
Are they all dressed up like their favorite character?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stormtroopers walking around.
Sure there
are. I'll tell you, when it's about 95 degrees on the floor of the convention center and no one's wearing deodorant.
Wow.
How about a few fewer stormtroopers, a little more Princess Leia in the gold bikini, by the way? How about that?
We got a lot of guys, Jedis with their cloaks and carrying their lightsabers. It's a good time.
That has to be 99% guys down there.
No, you'd be surprised. Dude.
Really?
It's like 50-50.
Really?
Especially this weekend because
freaking Twilight.
Twilight has a big presence here this weekend, so a lot of Twihards are here, and they are checking out the New Moon trailer they've been showing.
How about that?
But for Star Wars fans, starting at the Honda Center in Anaheim, California on October 1st, it is going to be the kickoff of the Star Wars in Concert Tour. It's all the music that John Williams wrote for the 6 Star Wars movies, performed live by a symphony orchestra, and then they have a 3-story tall, high-definition movie screen behind the orchestra, and they show the clips from the movies that correspond with the music that they're playing.
Wow.
Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO, the actor who played him, will be narrating as well, so it kicks off.
They didn't get Yoda to talk in his Yoda little wasn't backward available. Question speak or whatever
he wanted
that
too much.
Okay.
10% I must give agent, I will. Honda Center in Anaheim, October 1st is the date for that. Bad news for one of the greatest guitarists of all time, Eddie Van Halen. Apparently he's recovering from hand surgery on his left hand. He had a bone spur in that hand, and he said the pain was so bad he could not pick up his guitar, let alone play it.
Wow.
So they had to take him to a surgeon in Dusseldorf, Germany. Because they make good stuff there in Germany.
Sure. That's what I hear. Yeah. They're the best.
I don't know why you had to go to Germany to get his hand fixed, but apparently they say he'll be back in business within 4 to 6 weeks. So,
I was never a big Van Halen fan, but I went to see them on this. No, but I went to see them on this recent tour, and Eddie Van Halen is a freaking magician with the guitar.
He is a guitar god. Absolutely.
That's good to see.
Rob Pattinson in the news. Pattinson? Of course, the Twilight fans are here. He is not bright. He tells AbsoluteNow.com, the entertainment news website, that he can't find his car. And not like, I just came in for this interview, I can't find it in the parking lot. He lost it weeks ago.
Meaning he doesn't know what city it's in?
No, he knows it's in Los Angeles.
Okay, so it's somewhere in Los Angeles, but he doesn't know where.
Yes. He said he parked it somewhere in Los Angeles, but he forgot where. And it's probably been towed by now, and he's very upset because it's the first car he's ever purchased.
Stupid ass bitch.
Wow. He may be immortal and a bloodsucker, but he's an idiot.
He's going to have a long time to live that down.
So he's got that going for him.
Yeah.
Speaking of a long time, Tyler Perry's House of Pain on TBS has just been picked up for 20 more episodes.
No!
Wait, hold on a sec. Isn't this the show that made news when they ordered like 100 at one time a couple of years ago?
So far, Bean, the total, the order for this series is 172 episodes.
How many have they aired?
Eight?
That's ridiculous.
They have a guarantee for 172 episodes for Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
I will tell you, I've never heard of that. That guy, props to him for figuring out how to work that system.
Here's the thing.
Wow.
You may be the only person who's not watching. House of Pain and Meet the Browns, which is also produced by Tyler Perry for TBS, are averaging 3 to 3.2 million viewers per episode.
How about that?
That's great for cable.
It really is. It's monster for basic cable. So TBS has just upped their order to 172 episodes.
That guy owns all
of why does this delight the Negro?
I don't know.
That guy owns all of Atlanta. He does. He's just unbelievable.
He's got like a $50 million movie studio in Atlanta where he works.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, celebrates her 58th birthday. Michael Richards from Seinfeld is...
I need to drop down and get my thing together.
is 60 years old. He's having his birthday party at the Apollo Theater, I heard, in Harlem.
So. Right? I hope that goes well.
Quite the event. Laura Layton from Melrose Place turns 41 years old. Jennifer Lopez is 40. Rose Byrne from Damages turns 30. Anna Paquin from True Blood.
Wow. Pretty hot day.
27 years old today. And Bindi Irwin, little Bindi the Jungle Girl, Steve Irwin's little daughter who is taking...
No.
Come on.
Stop it. Let me take the gong back. Hang on.
How dare you?
She's 11.
She's 11.
Don't be critical of an 11-year-old, dude.
Does it make her cute?
No,
that's all I'm saying.
She
doesn't have to
be
cute at 11.
She's 11. You have to
she
wait
looks
to
like
judge.
A little monkey. That's
you have
all
to
I'm
wait
saying.
To judge women on their looks until they're at least 12.
That's right.
Don't you think?
All right. Well, we earlier today we said we're going to save this tape and we're going to revisit the topic in 5 years
right.
and see if she grows out of it, as Ralph suggested she would.
That don't look that way when they're 11.
But here's my point. We said that earlier today. Did Bean listen?
No, of course not.
You agreed.
Because
and then you did the bong again.
Right, because I'm talking about, it's really more of a gong than a bong.
Whatever.
But I'm talking about how she looks today, though. I mean,
right,
based on
she's
the
11.
Evidence,
an ass.
Based on the
she's
evidence
11.
In front of me, she's
hey,
not.
Hey, asshole, she's 11 years old.
Why does she have to be hot at 11? She just goes in the jungle and picks up iguanas and stuff.
She's not a jungle girl.
She's not a model.
She's not either.
She is the jungle girl.
She's
she doesn't have a bong.
That's her show, is Bindi the Jungle Girl.
All right.
And it helps being a monkey because she can swing from tree to tree in the jungle.
She's not an actual monkey.
Oh.
Guys,
I might
just
be confused.
Shut up, Bean.
Oh, come on.
Shut up, Bean.
No, I just.
Shut up, Bean.
I'm just saying.
Stop
guys.
Saying.
I'm just we're saying stop.
Saying.
Saying.
Leave Bindi alone. Chris Crocker, all of a sudden. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph.
Hit it, Steve.
Well, that's it, sir. You want to start the weekend?
No.
One more thing left.
And scene.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Word to the wise. Remember Pearl Harbor.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Smell what Barack is cooking.
Roll another one.
Wow, I had no idea you were moron.
Just like the other one.
Why do you keep rewarding failure?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Well, it's nice to meet you. My name's Mr. Hatton.
And I need another hit.
As a child, girls hated me because I was beautiful. I wanted to scar my face because I was so beautiful. I wanted to be ugly.
Stupid ass bitch.
Roll another one.
Are there any dogs up in this house?
Just like the other one.
This is worse than Armenian genocide.
This one seems to be about to end.
You know.
I don't have another cent.
Let me give you one lesson in show business. When someone's down on the floor, kick them.
Generous slices of juicy beef.
Let's pass it around.
My crotch really, really loves it.
There we go. All right. Good sound. Good tune.
Let's pass it on down.
By authority of the Federal Communications Commission and the grace of a kindly providence, which gave me the power of not having to listen to people, I am now going off the air.
Holy shit, Tranquility. Holy mother of
f***. Over. Bravo, guys.
Is it a hit?
Well, it depends how you define hit.
You know, do people like it?
No, I don't think it was that sort of hit.
I didn't think so.
But you enjoyed yourselves, right? And that's what it's about.
Good day.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde, and we have live from San Diego today, Ralph Garman from Comic-Con.
Hey, Ralph Garman! Woo! 40th anniversary of Comic-Con International. I'm here in San Diego, and we're just having a blast. I'm telling you, I am in my element.
Yeah, I know you're down there with your people. I know you go every year, but as we discussed on this morning show, what people don't understand maybe is that Comic-Con has become really an entertainment one of the hugest entertainment events of the whole year. I mean, 100,000 people at the San Diego Convention Center this weekend, right?
Yeah, it's become the pop culture center of the universe. You've got all the TV networks here hawking their new shows. You've got the movie companies, video games. And believe it or not, they actually managed to squeeze in some comic books in the convention as well, which I was surprised.
That's a bold move this year.
Now, tell us about your special guest for Kevin Bean's Cinco de la Tarde this afternoon on K-Rock.
Speaking of comic books, he is a writer and illustrator. He's got a brand new comic book coming out called Incarnate. And he also happens to be a musician and the son of a musician, a guy you may have heard of named Gene Simmons, who was in a band called Kiss.
A little band, you know.
And he is Nick Simmons. Welcome, Nick. How you doing,
buddy? Hi there. How are you?
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Nick, we've never met. We've never had you on the show. It's great to have you. But I got to be honest, when we first saw you and your beautiful sister Sophie when Family Jewels debuted on A&E, I think we and most of America were shocked at what nice,
at how
good normal,
looking I was.
A, hey. considering your father, yeah, you turned out good looking. But B,
have you seen my mother?
It did come from Mom. Yeah, that's true. But
ding, ding.
B, how nice and well adjusted and polite and pleasant and reasonable and normal you both seemed. It was just a shock to us.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you should respond to that, but it does seem to us the bigger the star,
are you single?
The more screwed up the kids are. You know what I mean? Like that's
well, again, I think Shannon had some influence there too, perhaps.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Dad has never done drugs or gotten drunk in his life, so that, you know.
Well, that certainly helps.
Yeah,
exactly. And also, the fact that he survived the 80s with that is kind of a remarkable thing.
That's
so
true.
And he did it, Cher. He survived that too.
And, yes, he did. Yeah. Cher is a lovely gentleman. And
Nick, how many seasons are you in? It seems like you got to be 4 or 5 seasons deep on Family Jewels by now.
Yes, we just finished the 4th, and my mom and sister are so done with it.
But really? Well, that's what I was wondering, because it seems like it would just be miserable to have television cameras in your house all the
time.
Well,
Dad and I love ourselves so much that we're fine, but Mom and Soph are just, go away, please, for the love of God. And, you know, it's been hard on Soph because she's so nice and intelligent and stuff. And when you go on TV, you think, oh, it's a young girl. Let's turn her into a whore.
Of course.
So, you know, she's like, no, guys, no, I'm actually okay. I'm fine.
She happens to be
hot.
I
go to school.
Which doesn't help, probably.
Yeah, no, it doesn't help. I mean? Thanks for that, too. Yeah. I'm going to vomit a little in my mouth. But,
I'm just saying.
So let's talk about my book.
Okay. You have a book, too? Or
I'm a media whore. I want to push it. Okay.
Oh, comic book.
You've learned that from your dad, by the way, haven't you?
Wow.
Whore it up. All right.
Incarnate. The story of the revenants, right?
Yes.
I understand.
It was going to be a vampire comic. I was going to do one of those things, you know, vampires and stuff. But I feel like that, you know, Twilight came out, and then I was like, oh, it's bloated now, so I'm going to just move on from vampires and create.
So what's the concept basically behind Incarnate?
What is a revenant?
A revenant is, it's a creature. It looks like a human being, but, you know, has kind of the traits of a vampire. They, you know, feed on human flesh, and they're immortal. And all that sort of creepy stuff. But I added a few things that kind of make them unique. They each have a doppelganger that follows them around. Someone that looks exactly like them that no one else can see, except for the fact that they have no eyes. And so that's one of the mysteries of the book, of who these doppelgangers are and why they follow these creatures around.
But wait,
stuff.
No one else can see the doppelganger? Only the vampire?
Only the person
dude?
It's talking to, yeah.
Oh, I see.
So that's one of the mysteries of the book that I'm not going to reveal until later. So you have to stick.
How does it end?
Long run. How does it end? Well, nudity, violence, everything you want to buy. Buy the book, please, for the love of God.
And Nick, what do? You come up with the story, then you've got artists that.
No, I drew it. I wrote it. I created it.
Really?
Whole thing. Yeah.
I just have
a colorist and an inker. That's it.
That's amazing. Is that fairly rare in comic books to have a guy who pretty much does both?
One of my favorite books, Sandman, by Neil Gaiman. Don't make fun of his last name. He's
nope.
great.
Would never do that.
Would never, ever. Right. We're all very mature here. it's a great book, and he, you know, kind of designed the characters and wrote it, and then he just has artists come in and draw it. So usually it's a collaborative thing, but yeah.
But
I have an assistant.
All.
I have an assistant artist named Nam Kim and helps me out. But yes, I draw all the everything and yeah.
You know, in the old days, Kevin, there used to be one guy who would write and draw.
And his name was Jack Kirby,
Stan Lee, Jack Kirby, Bob Kane, all those guys used to do all their own work, so it's not unheard of. Now, usually today, you have a writer and an artist, but there are still guys who do both, like Nick. How long have you been drawing and writing?
Just since I could hold a crayon in my grubby little hands. Yeah, I never really took art classes, so
Well, that's impressive.
So take that.
It's not going to look that good.
Well, yeah, let's it's not going to look impressive.
You know, it's, I don't have one in front of me. It might suck. We
it's
don't
stick
know.
Figures. You know, mostly stick figures.
I like it.
All right. Incarnate Number One is premiering at this year's Comic-Con, and Nick is going to be signing the book tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, I guess,
and this,
in the
and
Radical Publishing Room. Oh, both days. Okay. So
can I just share one more thing? It sold out before it hit stores, so we're very happy about that. It's sold out right now, and it hasn't hit stores yet.
Wow. You should make more.
Yeah, we're going to. Yes,
just for fun. All right.
Tarde Ralph is in San Diego at the Comic-Con, and he is sitting with Nick Simmons, Gene Simmons' kid, who has also written and drawn a comic book.
Incarnate, but Radical Comics. And
a damn good one.
Tomorrow night, Nick, you guys are going to have a party to celebrate the release of the book, right?
Yes, and I was going to invite just everyone and their mother, but apparently it's a very private invitation only.
Ooh.
There are some surprise big names that I'm not allowed to say coming, so that's all very sexy.
Like
and, exactly.
Yeah. And, well, since none of us will be there, why don't you just tell us? Because it doesn't matter.
I honestly, I'm getting death looks from my cohort, and so I'm not allowed to. But
there will be music at this party, right?
Yes. My dad and two other members of KISS, Eric Singer and Tommy Thayer, are going to be doing kind of a bluesy jam session, and then they're going to play some KISS songs.
Oh,
and,
man.
Just for fun.
Wow.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Nick, let me ask you this question. Growing up with a dad and KISS, did you like their stuff, or was it so corny and so bad because it was your parents' music, literally, that you didn't want to have anything to do with it when you were growing up?
Well, when I was growing up, I didn't even like classic rock. I was ignorant. So, I was growing up, and later in my years, I listened to you guys very much, kind of every day, actually, after school. So,
wow.
But then I moved on to classic rock and old blues and stuff like that. No offense. Love the stuff.
No worries.
And so now I do. I like the 70s stuff. 80s stuff, but, you know, the 70s is good.
You'll come around to it.
The old stuff. Yeah, I'll come around to it. The Kisco. Kisco was good.
Yeah.
Kisco. That's always a good laugh.
Yeah.
Now, so this party is going to be Saturday. Is it Saturday? When is the party?
Saturday at 7, but, I mean, you guys are welcome to come. Come on down.
You're a musician, too. Do you play? You play, right?
I play a little. I'm gonna be singing for the little jam band there.
Oh, great. Oh,
Dad's gonna back me up. God.
Wow.
Darn it.
It's about time.
Now, it's interesting because Nick will not tell us about the special guest stars at his party. We have a special guest star on the phone right now calling in that we are going to tell you about.
And
I think it's somebody that you know very well. Mr. Caller,
from
you're
Minneapolis.
On the air.
I'm surprised your show can even handle having this much Simmons on one show.
Gene Simmons! How are you?
Yes,
what's
calling
going on?
From my hotel room here in San Diego. I was made aware that my son, Nick, would be on the show.
Yes.
And as you can tell...
Daddy! Is that you?
He's not only handsome and powerful.
What the hell?
But he's very, very likable and charismatic, is he not?
Yes,
he is.
Very nice young man. Yeah.
Yes,
we suspect that came from Shannon. I take it from you, Daddy.
You can see why I not only chose to have him as a son, but to add him to my staff. Lisa May, speaking of my staff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right,
Gene
Simmons.
I would like to choke you with my
staff. Oh, no!
You can't even say that on the radio.
And in front of your
son.
My son has heard it all before. And as you can see on Family Jewels, which is on Annie, everybody should tune in. We love to pull back the curtain
Sundays
between what happens in reality with our family. Lisa May, speaking of the curtain.
No.
I'm sure you've got a nice beef curtain.
Why would you say something like that? This is ridiculous.
He's not creative enough to come up with beef curtains. He's not creative.
He's not that creative?
That's how Nick knew was an impression.
He would say, oh, balls. Balls.
Nick knows it's not his dad because it was too creative.
That's right.
Wow.
Well, listen.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
Daddy. Are you there, Daddy?
I'll see you at home later.
Please, sir. I want some more. You can meet Gene Simmons along with Nick Simmons. You guys are going to be signing together today and tomorrow then for this Incarnate Number One. Do I have that right?
What the hell's your dad signing for? He didn't do anything with the book.
I'm whoring him for all he's worth. Are you kidding? I'm selling the book.
It's about
a product.
Time.
We're selling.
Yeah.
He's signing it because he's there. I'll get if Ben Affleck's there, he can sign the book out there. I don't give a crap.
Anybody that's famous wants to sign.
Yeah, sure. Do it. Fantastic. You guys can do it.
So if you're lucky enough to be going to Comic-Con, you should definitely check that out. They're in the Radical Publishing booth. And the book, which is sold out, Incarnate Number One, I'm sure you can find copies on eBay if you want to see what Nick is up
It'll
to.
It'll be in stores in August. Will you? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. And Family Jewels, of course, as you mentioned, Sunday nights at 9 on A&E. Nick, have a fantastic time down there this weekend, man. Love to have you back some other time on the Kevin and Bean Show. We appreciate
Thanks, guys.
You stopping in.
Thank you, man. I'm a big fan.
Bye.
Ralph Garman joins us this afternoon, still at Comic-Con in San Diego. Is this going to be one of those things like a weekend in Las Vegas, Ralph, where it kills you if you stay too long, you need to pace yourself?
I'm telling you, I'm a little tired already. Yeah. I was partying a little bit last night, went to see a movie, and got a couple panels under my belt, and I'm a little weary, but I'm gonna rally, because tonight's right. The big night, because once I'm done here, I'm going to start hitting it hard. Adam West and I are going to a couple strip clubs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Love to see that.
That would be an odd thing.
Give her a 20, Ralph. She's trying to make her way through law school.
I would pay. I'll give her the 20 to watch that. All right. What else is going on that's not at San Diego in the world of showbiz?
Well, the stars are starting to align, and everything is leading up to one of my biggest fantasies, a mud wrestling match between Gwyneth Paltrow and Jennifer Garner.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Why?
Apparently a bit of a feud going on. Gwyneth Paltrow and Ben Affleck are still friends, even though they broke up about a decade ago.
Right.
And Jennifer now is starting to get a little upset about that, according to Fox News. The couple may be, the former couple may be too close for Jen's taste, because apparently at the birth of their second daughter, Serafina, Gwyneth wrote a letter to Ben talking about how she was so happy for him and spent a large part of this letter discussing the family they always talked about having together when they were still dating.
Oh, dad form. Mm. She can kick some ass.
Yeah, yes. Seriously. Don't
and
cross her.
With a wig on.
That's right.
It can be a little awkward if your significant other is still friends with their former. Play it pretty cool. You can't really start dealing that kind of talk of when we were together.
No. Stay in the present. You don't. Yeah. Looking for a deal on a trailer? Anderson. She's to unload her Playboy Airstream trailer that was given to her by Hugh Hefner back in 2002. She doesn't have any need for it any longer.
It doesn't seem like trailer and Playboy go together.
No, but trailer and Pam Anderson certainly go together.
Yeah, sure do.
Apparently, the trailer has all the comforts of home, a white shag carpet, mirrored ceilings, a vibrating bed, a stripper pole, and is tastefully decorated in the Playboy Bunny theme.
That'd be fun for the whole family.
Sure. It really would. Yeah. You could take that over to Coca World.
How much do you think it's really possible that it's tastefully decorated, though?
No, I think that's an ironic statement.
Yeah, I see.
With white shag carpets and mirrored ceilings.
And a stripper pole.
I think you've already passed that milestone. See what happens. Speaking of poles and Playboy, Kendra Wilkinson, former Playmate and former Hugh Hefner girlfriend, is apparently giving up her stripper pole. She told E! That she's hanging up her stripper pole because with a baby coming and a new husband, she thinks it's time for the pole to go into the closet. The pole's in the closet, by the way, has been Psycho Mike's motto for a long, long
time. That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. I was listening today, by the way, guys, to that bit you guys were doing this morning with Coca World.
Yeah, it's Pablo Escobar's home in Colombia has been turned into a theme park.
Well, I have news here in the showbiz news that they just announced the nominations for the churros yelling and shooting off machine guns.
We may have to put that one up on the K-Rock website for people to hear, but Omar's drug-fueled that I've ever him. And I know he was playing a drug-fueled guy named Omar, but still, it seems like he took it a little seriously.
I've heard him like that a lot. Back to you.
Today's celebrity birthday is Michael Richards of Seinfeld. He is 60 years old today. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. How appropriate. On the weekend of the Comic-Con, Wonder Woman turns 58 years old today. She's a good-looking 58, by the way.
She sure is. Yeah.
Laura Layton from Melrose Place turns 41. Jennifer Lopez is 40. Anna Paquin from True Blood.
Yeah.
She's also here this weekend. I've seen her walking around with the True Blood cast. She is 27 years old today. And although I am shy to say it, because I know what's coming, Bindi Irwin, the daughter of Steve Irwin, of course, who was the crocodile hunter. Bindi has her own show called Bindi the Jungle Girl, where she goes out into the wild to teach kids about animals. Little Bindi is 11 years old. So
I don't know what you're talking about. I think she's a delightful and charming young woman, and I wish her nothing but happiness and the best.
Exactly.
Wow.
For an ugly chick. I mean, I hope she does pretty well. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She's 11. She's 11.
Wow.
Stop it.
Why do people hate Bean? I can't figure it out.
I know why I hate Bean.
Yeah.
Stop playing that Chewbacca sound effect, because every time you do, about 40 geeks come running towards the booth here where I'm broadcasting from. They think they're missing an autograph opportunity.
Is that Chew?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.